I'm a retard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Effing hilarious.
Ant was hanging out with the beautiful people last night. Boy, was I out of place. The hell are you hanging out with the beautiful people? You see it in the paper all the time, these like big to-do parties.
Parties, sure.
You see all the celebrities, you know, they why didn't the paparazzi get a picture of you? I think they got a picture of Madonna. You were at the same party as Madonna last night, dude.
I'm moving and shaking, dude.
Yeah, where's the article?
This isn't the Anthony I know.
Well, first of all, people. I was stood up
by
Rick and Ben.
Well,
we were supposed to go to the party, right? We were all going to go and just goof on everybody and everything. It was a party for Mark Golan, Details Magazine, his first issue under his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. I mean, the pomp and circumstance, the whole big laser light show outside the place, lights, the music.
Were you hanging with Puff Daddy?
Oh, it was just
Puff Daddy there, Anthony? You and the beautiful people?
Well, the beautiful people got to go right in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My cars are pulling up, and there's a guy there with a headset and everything, yeah. And he's undoing the velvet rope and letting people in. I'm like, oh, this must be the line for the people that know Mark Golan. That's me. And then he starts.
This isn't the line, people. Guest list line is around here.
There's a big line of schlubs. So I get on that line. The only consolation was on the same line as me was remember the movie Clerks?
Yeah, of course.
The guy that was in that Jay
smoking weed,
drinking beer, doing coke. He was on that line, and so was the other guy from Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were on the same schlub line I was on. So then you know, get inside. Got what, Rick? What? You look puzzled.
Yeah, what were you doing waiting online, dude? I had set up for you to walk right in.
No, that's the line to walk right in. There was a line to walk right in.
The short line? Were you on the short line or the long line?
No, there was one line, and then there was the guy at the velvet rope letting the people in from the limos.
All right, well,
the celebrity
you were supposed
line.
To go up and tell them, ask for the name I gave you, and you would have been walked right in. You should have been waiting
on line. You know what's worse than waiting on a line? Walking up to the guy, telling him how you're supposed to get right in, and having him send you to the line. That looks real bad.
How embarrassing.
I don't do that. So you know what? I stood on the line.
Right.
Who cares? I don't care.
So did you get into the party? How long did you have to wait outside?
Not long. It was like 5 minutes. It wasn't long.
Did you get your picture with Madonna?
No, there were people there. You know,
Gwyneth Paltrow was there, Anthony.
I saw that guy from the gossip show on E with the caterpillar over his eyebrows.
Oh, the guy looks like Martin Scorsese.
George Whipple,
yeah.
I guess his name is.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, the big guy, and he was there with his like camera crew and stuff. And then I see Mark Golan say hi, nice party. Where's the bar? And of course, he knew right away. So they're mixing some pretty strong drinks there too, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you. Had a couple of absolutes and orange juice.
Sure.
Loosen up so I could, you know, mingle with the beautiful people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're changing, man.
Come on, shut up.
Why are you hanging with these people?
I was supposed to meet Rick and Ben there, and we were going to goof on them.
I never thought I'd see the day that Ant would be hanging with the beautiful people.
You're at the same party as Madonna. What is going on with you, man? And I saw Lisa Ling from The View.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything to her, just in case she heard any Star Jones comments. And then...
Were you networking, Anthony?
Oh, I'm moving and shaking, Opie.
Are you going to be on The View soon?
Shut up. I saw Michael Buffer, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
Yeah.
And then the biggest celebrity of them all comes in. Not Madonna.
No. Gwyneth Paltrow? She was there? No? Not her?
No. I didn't see her or Madonna.
Okay.
They must be in the back room where sludge like me are not allowed to go. No, Gary Coleman comes in. All of a sudden, I just see this little short black guy walk by. It's like, oh, my God, look, it's Gary Coleman. And then all the brothers, like there are a bunch of hip-hop guys there and stuff, are around Gary Coleman shaking his hand but laughing.
They're like, ah, look, it's mother effing Gary Coleman. Look at you, short little nigga. Come here, mother. You know, and they're all like goofing on him. And he turned around and like walked right out again.
All right, I gotta put someone in their place. Michelle, what's up?
Opie, I think you're jealous of Anthony.
No. Why would you say that?
Because you got to hang out with the beautiful people and you didn't.
Michelle, let me set you straight, okay?
Uh-huh.
Both of us were invited to the party. It was a no-brainer for me to say no thank you.
Why?
Because I didn't want to go. I don't like hanging out at those places.
You think I go to hang out? First of all, I just wanted to say congratulations and hello to a good friend of the show, Mark Golan.
Right.
Who is the editor of Details. That's one reason I went.
If we did that on a...
And free liquor.
If we did that at the corner bar and played, like, I don't know, video games or something, I'd go.
You don't think it would be fun to hang out with me and Rick and Ben and goof on the New York...
All right. If we had our little gang together, we had a corner table, and we could goof on all the beautiful
the
people.
Deal.
Yeah, but you went by yourself.
I didn't know
we all blew off the party, and you still went.
I didn't
That's know. What makes me go, what the heck is that all about?
You do make a good point. If we had our little group of guys together and we were at a table, I would have loved it because then we could have goofed on everything.
Yeah, that's what those were all about. What do you think? I'm going there to mingle with people. There was so many like look-alike people. You're walking around and it's like, oh my God, here it is.
Were you smoking cigars with Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was just networking. There were a whole bunch of JFK Jr. lookalikes. Hey, Joe.
What's going on? Why wouldn't you want to go there last night? There's probably a lot of rich chicks there, you know?
It's not my scene.
Oh, and it's mine.
Come on, get her messed up.
All right,
it's
mine? That's what I'm trying to say.
Come on.
I think Aunt and I are like kind of like going our own way.
Shut up.
What do you mean? What are you
shut up. What are you on, drugs?
It used to that both of us would blow this off. It wasn't our scene, but I guess it's now Anthony's scene. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Is he selling out, Opie?
I think he's selling out. He's got this.
I'm selling
out. He's sitting
out
here across from me. He's got one of those shiny black suits on now.
His nose up in the air, right?
Come on.
He's got a supermodel waiting for him outside the studio.
Right. You know, he's left me behind. What can I say?
You're in New York. All of a sudden, he's a star now. Right.
You know? So much for the days of just getting hammered at the local pubs.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's my scene. You should have seen out of place, like Earl at a Klan meeting. That's how out of place I was. Believe me.
And you sure you have enough time to go to the Yankee game with us tonight? Or do you have one of these little soirees
to go to? With Gwyneth and Madonna.
I think Esquire magazine is having a party tonight. You going to that?
You're a tool, man. I can't believe it.
Are you hoping the Yankees, you know, score early so you can leave for another shindig?
Maybe you'll get on the fashion show with Joe Rivers, Anthony.
Oh, I enjoyed the hat and the ponytail. But the t-shirts, you want to do something different.
Yeah. Anthony on the red carpet.
Is that what your goal is? Is that your goal, Anthony?
Shut up, you jerk. Listen to you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Guys. Have a good day.
All right. Here they come.
And I got to tell you, more gay guys at this party, gay guys, than I've ever seen in my life. Holy smoke. You couldn't turn around with 2 seconds without two guys in a lip lock.
George.
Yo, Ant, man, what's going on? You're leaving your boy behind.
He should have come to this party.
I didn't want
to
go.
I'm crying, man. Yo. Well, which one is going to sing, "You don't bring me flowers anymore"?
You know, it was supposed to be one of those things where we go to and like just hang out and goof.
Did you do any blow with any of these top-notch celebrities, Anthony?
Oh, if I was coking, packing my face with cocaine. Free cocaine was just flowing like crazy.
No, I wasn't doing drugs.
So we're all scared. A lot of the faithful listeners even scared. They're thinking Anthony might be coming a sellout now.
Well,
that he's going to be spending more time with the beautiful people instead of us.
If you saw how out of place I was at this shindig, it was retarded. The help looked better than I did at this party. Believe me.
By the way, Aunt, your invitation for that puffy party came.
Oh, good.
See?
Good. Please.
Okay.
Tell him a RSVP for me, would you, Rick?
Were you hanging with Albie Shore last night, Anthony?
Don, what's up?
What's up? I just want to know if Anthony's going to start changing the show a little bit, adding in a little Madonna music, a little Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it. My new close personal friend.
Did Madonna ask you to be?
I'm thinking Rick.
I didn't see Madonna.
And told Anthony that they were all going to go, and they're probably laughing their asses off right now.
Yeah.
And he actually went.
That's what I'm thinking. All you guys conspired against me. Yeah, we're all going, and we'll meet you there. And I walk in alone.
And is it true?
They were probably there just watching you laughing their asses off.
All right, Don.
He's got a point.
All right, thank you, Don.
You guys suck.
Chris from Jersey writing in the instant feedback. Anthony, man, you've changed. It used to be about the radio show, man. Now it's all about your fancy friends and parties and cocaine, man. You've changed.
And is it true that you have to leave the show early today because you got to go house hunting in the Hamptons?
Shut up. You guys are jackasses, man. We could have had fun goofing on this whole thing.
Doc, what's going on?
Yeah, can I talk to Mr. High Society, please? Is High Society around?
Our audience blows, man. You're all a bunch of tools. Mr. High Society now, huh?
High Society, 1027, I love it.
It used to be we both came into work, talked about the show and stuff. Now if I want to talk to Anthony, I got to go through his agent.
Yeah, so I had a Christy Brinkley and Billy Joel for me. I don't know how they're doing out in the Hamptons over there.
Unbelievable. I go to one little shindig. I thought, to tell you the truth,
yeah.
I thought this party was going to be like the one we went to for Maxim, which was about a year ago.
And that was more my style. There was like
it was
no celebrities.
It was in the Maxim office, I believe.
Right.
It was like an office party. There was a pinball machine set up, and they were having a pinball tournament. And it was a little small buffet, a tub with some beers thrown in it on ice.
That's more my style. I like that.
I get there last night. There's laser lights. It's techno friggin' blasting music in this warehouse. There's dance. Oh, yeah, Rick, I was raising the roof. That's it. Me and Gwyneth were tripping the light fantastic, you friggin'.
Were you doing the mambo?
Yeah, mambo number five.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Could we go find some music for Anthony so he feels comfortable today?
Oh, man.
Can we lower the lights, too?
Yeah, we can lower the lights. Did you get one of Donald Trump's leftovers, Anthony?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. Jesus, man.
I hear Anthony's becoming a real sellout. He's going to go make a movie now. Now that you made all your connections.
Yeah, Mike, and I was really networking. I'm standing in a corner like a wallflower.
Oh, yeah, that's what
happened. Sipping my drink.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it was. Jack, what's up?
Check his hands for a manicure, please. And also, how gay does that situation sound? Some guy lingering with a bunch of fags. You made that special point to say there's the most gay people he's seen in his whole life.
I just was saying there was a lot of gay people there. A lot of, you know, gay people.
Looking for a little action later that night?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Who you got me? Dude, I cannot tell you how out of place I was at this shindig. Believe me.
Yeah, we all believe you. Brian, what's up?
Hey, man, can I borrow some Grey Poupon or what?
Oh,
back
man.
Going to all these parties. I hope you don't change that much, man.
Yeah, I'm going to all these parties. I was supposed to go to the details party last night with Ben and Rick, and we were going to hang out and goof on the New York, you know, society people. And celebrities and models and stuff. I end up going there. I'm stood up by my pals. I'm alone at a party I had no effing business being at. None. The paparazzi's there. The video cameras. They're taping the models dancing. And, of course, they pan by. I'm there in my busted up leather and my hat. Hey, what's up? Another drink, please.
Say you are changing. You're trying to start a new trend, even.
Yeah, because they all look alike, and I, like, look different. So they're probably, ooh, there's the new style. Wow. Got to dress like a slob.
Chip, let's get hat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, John.
I'm worried about you. First, you're watching soap operas. Now you're going to parties with fags. What's next? You got to call Richard Gere and get a couple of gerbils? What's next?
God, I love our audience. I got to keep telling myself that.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, Anthony.
Hey.
You walking around sipping fine champagne with your pinky in the air now instead of chugging beers with the boys?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was doing.
And your movie deal should be coming in any day now, and then you won't have to take this abuse from our listeners anymore.
Absolutely. Sure thing.
You'll leave us all behind. You'll be in California.
You know, you guys suck, man. I was just showing support for Mark Golan.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
I get hell.
I just hope when you're in Hollywood and stuff and I come knocking on your door, you don't, like, kick me to the curb. Hey, remember me?
Hey, is this the
Opie
and Thurston Howell III show?
love it.
So you get any phone numbers?
No, I didn't talk to anybody, man. Don't you? I stood there. I watched Jay from Clerks walk back and forth chasing supermodels.
You had to talk to someone.
I talked to the security guy when I was getting in. Name? I should be on the guest list. I stamped my hand. I walked in. That was the last person I spoke to.
You're waiting on lines. Thank God Studio 54 is not open anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'd be right there.
You and Brooke Shields doing coke in the bathroom now.
Shut up.
Dimitri.
Hello. I danced with Anthony last night.
You didn't. Shut up.
Yes, you did. You grabbed my hiney.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was doing.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Could you hang up on this guy? Oh, this is cute. Yeah. You guys are the biggest a-holes. Yeah, I was just boogieing down to that. Brian in Jersey. Ant thinks he's some kind of rock star now, blowing coke with the stars. Who the hell do you think you are?
Get all your new friends, the Baldwin brothers, and we'll have a big, huge fight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The Park Avenue Posse.
Dave, what's up?
Anthony, yeah. We're going to do lunch, babe. What do you say?
Oh, my God. I'm getting nailed here.
Anthony, what's up?
Mr. Anthony, please. Just want to let you know that your limousine will be downstairs at 7 o'clock.
Shut up.
We will take you anywhere you'd like to go tonight, sir, and I'll make sure we have the carpet out for you, sir.
I think he needs to go to the Esquire party tonight.
Oh, is that where I'm booked to
we'll
go?
Be there.
Or is it Glamour magazine tonight? Where are you
going?
I need
a chink to hold my umbrella if it's raining, like Kathy Lee.
Yeah, Tom and Nicole's people called. You're all set for Sunday.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for setting that up. That was such a goof, man. I go to a party that we were invited to support Mark Golan, and I catch hell because Madonna was there.
Madonna, there's pictures all over the post. I'm surprised you're not
in any
of them.
I haven't seen these pictures yet.
There's Gwyneth Paltrow hugging Madonna. That's the same party you were at. What happened to going to the strip clubs after the show?
I would still go to the strip clubs.
Are you allowed to ride the subway still to the stadium tonight for the game? Or do we have to meet you out front? Because I'm riding the damn subway.
I'm so different. I'm going to these parties.
Are they
going to
helicopter you in just in time for the game? Jesus, how did this happen? Or do you have to take the limo to read some movie scripts? I mean, what the hell's going on with you?
Come on, man.
Paul, what's up?
Anthony?
Yeah.
First of all, we all know that I don't like that third face partners of your Dopey, okay? We know that's right off the bat. But you backstab Dopey. Shame on you.
How did I backstab?
Just yesterday he was saying about how you guys are not like Howard. You don't go for the approval of anybody.
Oh.
And this pussy, your little you, goes dancing. And you put glitter on your hair too, you fag. What's the matter with you? Come on, what do you want, a hairdresser appointment? I'll come by, do your nails too. Don't chase yourself. Shame on you.
Does anyone understand why I was there?
Paul, I hate you too, but you're pretty funny today, man.
Does anyone understand why I was there? I've said it 1,000 times. It was there because Rick and Ben were showing up and we were going to goof on this.
If you don't understand by now, this is like an intervention. We're a little scared.
This wasn't like...
You've been heading in this direction for a while.
Okay, so you think... I went to this party thinking... Ooh, boy, I got an invite. This is great. This is going to be my in to New York's high society. I'm going to rub elbows with celebrities. I'm going to network. This is going to be great for me.
Right.
Or, hey, this will be a good goof. Me, Rick, Ben, we'll hang out. We'll do some. Have some free drinks and goof on the celebrities. Which one sounds more like me?
The first one.
Shut up. Yeah, shut up. That is so far from the truth, man.
Yeah.
So far from the truth.
Oh, no. De Niro's on line 7, wants Ack in his next movie. OJ on line 9, was at party with Ack.
Gee, it's all out.
So when do you run for office? You have to be famous for a few more years? Before?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Then I'll do that whole thing.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You're on to me. Well, it's all the cat's out of the bag. I'm a big high society homo.
You guys are mean.
We've softened on delivery, my friend.
I don't have kids. I want porno on my TV. I want violent video games. I want violence on TV. I don't want to take it off because you had kids. All you people with your children make me effing sick.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're psychotic.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
Calling all freaks.
No. That's the name of the game.
It was reported in the paper today that Sylvester Stallone plans to do Rocky VI.
Ugh.
Rocky VI.
Dipping into that, is he?
That old gag.
Oh, what? How old is Rocky?
How old is he? He's 50, 51. Maybe what, even 52 at this point.
He can't fight? He can't box? What is that? Rocky VI?
Rocky VI.
It's not a lot of people.
After 2, it was done, right? Did you like Rocky 3 even, Anthony?
3 was Clubber Lang. That was good.
Hey, woman.
Yeah.
Say, woman. Why don't you come over? I'll show you a real man.
That was a good one, but yeah, then it got ridiculous.
No, you're right.
I must break you.
No.
Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked. And the other one with the guy with
AIDS.
Wasn't
Dolph Lundgren supposed to be the next action hero? What happened
to him? Didn't quite work out for him.
Didn't quite pan out for him, huh?
I'm trying to think of what this will be. Like, is he going to fight or is he going to be like, you know, take a young boxer under his wing or something?
No, he already did the take the boxer under his wing. The Tommy Morrison, Rocky. That was Rocky V, right? And with his son and all that?
Rocky VI. I come out with a little rascal.
You
gotta
do it.
Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey's dead. Someone changed my Depend undergarment. Change my Depend undergarment!
Comes out in the Depend instead of the boxing trunks.
Come here. I'm the champ.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that'll go.
I'm the champ. I just got my job. Paulie, change my underwear.
I don't think it'll gross like the first one. I don't think it'll do that well. I would never go see Rocky VI.
Not in the theater anyway.
The hell no.
If it was on HBO 2 late at night, you might check it out. But
maybe
he's gonna do like the whole Muhammad Ali thing. Like now,
didn't he do that too, where he was already like getting all punchy?
I'm retarded.
But how can we tell, Rocky? Let's go to Ray. Ray, what's up?
Yo, what are you talking about? Rocky III is one of the best Rockies. Hulk Hogan, the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
You know, that was pretty good.
You're 100% right. I got it confused with two. I'll be honest.
And well, even like Rocky II, you tell me like every time you see it, no matter what, that last 10 seconds, they're both on the floor. You're screaming, wanting Rocky to get up there.
I liked 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, 4 was cheesy at the end with like Sylvester Stallone talking about
blue.
All the, you know, I don't know. Yeah, 4 kind of did blow.
How many times can you do it? Okay, Rocky gets another shot. Oh, he loses confidence in himself. He can't do it. But Adrian gives him the friggin' go-ahead, and he goes and kicks it. I can't do it, Adrian. I can't do it. Rocky, you can do it. Oh, okay, I can do it.
And Paulie's
going to
be like, his son's going to become a boxer now or something, you know?
Yeah.
And Paulie's going to be drunk and screw something up.
Yeah.
And Rocky's going to have to defend him and his honor. And
maybe it is his
blah,
son.
Blah, blah.
Do you think it'll be like Rocky's son will be the boxer?
Yeah.
Maybe. I can't picture it.
They already did Tommy Gunn. I mean, what else could they do?
Yeah, and who could forget the great music that came out of this Rocky film? This is Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger.
Go for it.
Eye of the Tiger rock. I can't do it.
Not keep your left up. Not jab a little more. Go to the body. Eye of the Tiger.
All right.
Thanks, man.
All right.
They got him dancing to the music. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He's like jumping back and forth. I don't know how to do this.
This damn song saved Survivor's career.
Survivor
was done.
Rocky VI, the Rocky lean, mean, fat-burning grilling machine.
Yeah, it's good. Look at it. It burns your fat right out of it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be fighting Adrian in Rocky VI.
That's a good one.
He's just a
give her a punch in the face.
He's just a drunk, bitter ex-boxer.
That'd be a good one. They won't do that, though. It'll probably be his son. Well, or he opens up, like, a boxing school, and there's the next, like, hard-headed Italian guy that wants to fight.
They kind of did all that in 5, though. I mean,
yeah, what was his name?
The boxer, Tommy Morrison.
Yeah.
Taking him under his wing, and the son getting involved. Stefano, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Supposedly, from what I heard, too, is he's going to be training his son. They showed a glimpse of it in Rocky 5, where his son was training. His son's going to be like Italian Stallion Jr. or something.
The
climactic scene is going to be, Agent's going to take a crunch on a glass table while Rocky's underneath it.
All right, that's the bit we want to play from the ONAR, guys. Thank you, Stefano. Let's go to Matt. Matt, real fast.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what are they going to do? Eye of the balloon knot next? What, are they crazy?
Yeah.
Someone's saying that Rocky's going to come out of retirement for this movie.
Dude.
Is that the... Chunk, are you just saying that or what?
ONA, I read it on the web. I go to a movie site all the time, and that's what they said. He's going to come out for a charity fight, and of course, he's going to lose at the end, but believe it or not. Sounds pretty cheesy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has nothing else to do in Hollywood,
I think he's stretching for that one. What do you guys think?
Yeah, without a doubt.
That's ridiculous. All right, fellas.
Now people saying Rocky dies.
Rocky dies? Come on.
Rocky 4 set up Rocky 6? Let's see.
How?
Fred, what's up?
Yo.
Hey.
Ever since Rocky 4, like before Rocky 4 came out, everybody was saying, no, his son's going to be a boxer. His son's going to be a boxer. Not going to happen. Everybody's been saying that for the longest time.
Why?
Because every time another Rocky came out after 3, everybody thought it was going to be his son. He's going to train his son to be a boxer.
Yeah, but now
that's
he's
always
like
been
in
the
his
rumor.
50s. He can't fight.
I know, but they're going to do something stupid, but there's no way they're going to make his son the boxer. Everybody's been expecting it. That would be stupid. It'd be the worst movie ever.
Well, yeah, it's going to blow.
Well,
it's definitely going to blow.
I'm also working on Stump or My Mom Will Shoot Too.
I think that has a better chance of getting some people in the seats.
I have the age spots.
I have the liver spots.
Dave from Jersey, Rocky 6. Sean Connery wrote it. Rocky comes home to his cheating wife. He throws the babysitter out.
Babysitter.
And beats his wife with a sit and spin.
Yes. She was playing with the children on a sit and spin.
They make up in the end.
The babysitter.
All right, Ant, why don't we play this from the ONA archives? It's called Rocky and the Cleveland Steamer.
All right.
We're in the middle of some movie countdown, and then...
movie countdown.
And then Anthony just goes off. Check this out. We'll be back. Let's just run down the top 10 sports films of all time, according to USA. 10th place, Raging Bull. 9th place, Anthony, Slapshot. That should have been higher on the list. Raging Bull should have been higher on the list, I think. 8th place, Chariots of Fire. 7th place, Caddyshack. Top 10 sports films of all time, according to USA. 6, Brian's Song.
Who could sit through that?
5, Bull Durham.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Rocky. Ann thought Rocky should be number one.
Adrian, I got a glass table. Why don't you squat over it and take a dump? And I'll be underneath.
Wasn't that written somewhere in some whore's book?
We interviewed the whores from that book, and they claim, according to their book, that Rocky was into watching girls crap on a glass table while he was under it.
But you know what's better than maybe laying underneath the table, you know? And, like, watching his f***er open up and just dumping out of me. Oh, God, on your face! Out of my face, Biggie! Come on, baby. Why don't you, you know, open it up and give me one over the glass table. Go. Oh, yeah, baby. That's how I like it. Sloppy. I didn't start this. You started this. Yeah, give me some. Oh, look at that. There's some corn in there. What's that I see? Oh, look, I see some peanuts. Mickey, she ate peanuts, Mickey! You know, it's a nice sloppy dump. You know, you don't want anything to... That's a good one. Yeah, baby. Oh, that's a little driver. I don't know where Adrian went. Adrian must have left the building. But, hey, Paulie, get over here and squat on the table, Paulie. Paulie, squat on the table! Oh, Paulie! Give it to me, Paulie! Ah! Oh, Paulie! Big fat ass, Paulie! Ah! Ah! Hey, Paulie, where's you going? Now who's gonna squat over the table? Hell's your... Hey, Mickey! Hey, Mickey, come on over here. Squat on the table, Mickey. Oh, hey, Mickey! Oh, no, look, it's first blood! Mickey, you do first blood! Not me! I didn't start this! You started it! Ah! Rocky's full of crab now.
Oh, great. Okay, where's my check? Oh, whatever.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! That's wonderful.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Cupid.
The award-winning Opie and Anthony Show.
This has got to be a joke, people.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medication's unworked. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medication's unworked. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place.
Fuck it off.
I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Medications don't work.
Oh, Billy.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
I see your legs come
back. I've been here for 7 years.
Go
F yourself. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work.
Now we're having fun.
Holy Jesus. Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
This is the twisted and demented radio show called Opie and Anthony.
Oh.
I'm sorry, man. Funniest thing I've ever seen last night.
Unbelievable.
I hope you caught it after the Sopranos. We warned everyone. We said watch the Bellevue special right after the Sopranos.
Yeah, there was no reason to turn away from HBO last night after the Sopranos. The special on Bellevue. Oh, my God. They could put that on every effing week. I would watch it right after the Sopranos.
Every week, different people.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it, it was Survivor. I was telling everyone in the back office we should do Real World Bellevue.
Real World Bellevue. Yeah, you start getting to know some of the people. Un-effing believable. Nothing works here.
I hate this place.
I hate this place. I've been here 7 years.
7 years. Hey, Rick, you got the crazy lady, too?
The crazy lady.
Yeah, you got Cheryl?
The one with the glasses.
You got clips of her?
I got Cheryl. She's.
Well, this special was great. They went through a few people. I don't know, half dozen people, I guess, maybe. And at Bellevue. And there was that guy. I hate this place. He would just yell that around the halls. Wouldn't shut up. And then he'd just stop out of nowhere and kind of look around like, what the F was I just doing?
Looks at his watch like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done for now.
He does that, for 40 minutes every single day of his life.
Every day.
Every day. We got to go right to the phones because everyone picked up on this. That's why we started the show with I hate this place guy. Dave, what's up?
Oh, guys, that was probably one of the funniest America Undercovers they've done.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what? They purposely put these people on TV for us to laugh.
Oh, yeah. I got a strange feeling. in about a few weeks, you guys are going to be walking around the place going, we've been here for 3 years. Nothing works here.
I hate this place.
Earl doesn't work here. We hate this place.
You know what? We went out for lunch today, and we're walking. We walked about 4 or 5 blocks, and the whole time, there's like 5 of us. We're just all of us. I hate this place. I've been here for 7 years.
Nothing works here.
Nothing works here.
The medication doesn't work.
You know, a ton of people went into work today seeing the exact same thing.
Doing that.
The looks we got on the street were priceless because obviously a lot of people didn't see the special last night. But one guy would start. It's a great new game. Do it. I hate this place.
I hate this place.
Saying, yes, I am God. I would like to go to court.
Yeah.
Tell people I am God.
Yeah.
I hate this place.
Oh, man. They how are they going to top that one?
I don't know.
There is no way they can top that.
It's going to be tough.
All right. Medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
7 years. All right, Dave.
Later, Hammer.
Bye. He rocked.
That guy was the star of the show last night. Well, him and, of course, the girl, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to Cheryl in a minute. The sad part about that guy, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All of a sudden, like, there's something in his head, and he's got to start, you know, saying this crap over and over again.
Yeah.
And he starts saying it, and he knew exactly where he had to go. He had to go back into the seclusion room.
Go into the room.
He knew the drill. All right, I got to take my glasses off. You're going to close the door, and I'm going to be in here until I stop.
He was saying that as they were giving him the medication.
Right.
And he downs it and then just keeps going. Nothing worries here.
I hate this place. Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's up, ONA?
Hey.
Did you see the lady with the that said, oh, yeah, she owns Microsoft computers and all that other stuff?
Yeah, she owns a computer company, she said. She didn't even know what she was talking about. They wheeled her in.
Yeah.
She was so incoherent. And, her talking was confused. They were saying that. And then they just know what drugs to give her.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give her this, and that ought to calm her down enough that we can figure it out.
And she was like, oh, yeah, you better let me out because my computer will just blow up everything. So yeah. You better watch out.
My computer, she's like the boss of a company, and no one's going to get paid if I'm in here.
And all of a sudden they just go, okay, give her some Paxil, some Klonopin.
Yeah.
Give her this, Prozac. That'll
hook her up until we can talk to her. And then they show her... a few days later, I guess, or a week later, in her room, and she's like, well, yeah, these drugs have certain side effects.
Right.
And you can understand what she was saying.
Yeah. All right, see you later, ONA.
All right, Zach. Let's go to Jared, who's next on WNEW. Jared, what's up?
ONA, what's going on?
Hey, man. Hey.
Yo, I think after that little opening, I'm going to check myself into Bellevue. Enough already. Jesus.
Well, we had a pound at home just like they did on the show last night.
Yeah, isn't effective unless you do it so many times that people are like, oh, my God.
Because they're interviewing other patients at Bellevue, and you can still hear the guy in the background.
I hate this place.
Been here for 7 years.
I've been here for seven years.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there. I was the only one looking at that woman, Shaolin, going, holy ass, Bubba Ray Dudley has checked himself into Bellevue Hospital.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
The chick with the taped up glasses. Bubba Ray Dudley. Oh, my God.
And then they give her a brand new set of glasses, and she's effed those up as well.
Yeah, those were taped up.
They never really explained why she kept messing up her glasses.
She probably throws them down or something, or throws them at people. She's a nut.
She looked like Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos. She sounded like her a little bit, right.
After The Sopranos, I didn't think it would get much better last night. That was a good episode.
I couldn't watch her before they gave her new glasses with the chocolate in her mouth. Stinky goes, oh, my God, it looks like she was eating squid ink. She's talking and all the like strings of spit and chocolate in her teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Just disgusting. And then what does Opie do? He runs up to the TV in the office and starts making out with her on the TV screen. Like, you're disgusting.
It looked like blood or something dripping. It was just...
She had a chocolate bar in front of her. It was chocolate. And then they put the new glasses on and he goes, oh, you're so beautiful. You know, they're crazy. You don't have to lie to them.
You know what? I think the people that work in Bellevue are just this close to being, psychotic themselves.
And then when that other chick, the one that loved her daddy that died, oh, my God. She's standing there with the fat woman, Cheryl, and Cheryl starts accusing the doctor of having a thing for the other girl.
Yeah.
You want to seduce her or you... She was all jealous.
Well, nothing wrong with hot mental patients.
You gotta love that. She'd be an easy score, huh?
Wait, I think we got...
Boy, there's a vulnerable chick.
We got some audio from her, I believe.
I can't make up.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I don't want to make up.
Oh, this is the girl that looks like...
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Bubba Ray Dudley with the taped up glasses. Right. She got in a confrontation with the hot mental patient, Cheryl, and I guess they wanted them to make up and hug and stuff.
I can't make up.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I don't want to make up with her because she got me into trouble.
You're a forgiving person.
Not when I was tied down and thrown in a subusory camera.
That was a long time ago, and we're going to have to forget about that and work on now.
And you think she's so pretty that you want to seduce her, don't you?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like you have the hots for her and everything.
I don't have the hots for anybody.
Jesus. You have the hots for her. Because she was that chick. She was, for a mental patient and for what was going on in there, she was all right looking.
Yeah.
You know? A little weird when she took her leather jacket off and started dancing around to Daddy's home to stay. The girl obviously has some problems. They said ever since she was 17. And then she's talking about her father. She pulls this picture out and goes, he had a heart attack in front of me.
And I didn't know what to
do. And I didn't know CPR. He died in front of me. And then Daddy's home is playing in the background. And she's dancing with herself in this room, looking up, going, I love you, Daddy. It was so awful.
I openly laughed.
Oh.
She had no bra on it, which made it a little special, too.
Yeah, she's got, like, nips, but she's a little saggy, and like she's a little dumpy in the ass and stuff. But as far as kooks go, yeah.
And she was dancing to Shaft for a while.
Yeah, beforehand, she was dancing to Shaft. And then, Daddy's home. I love you, Daddy. Still.
Yeah, what's up, Owen?
I think he's laughing so hard he had to leave the phone for a minute.
What's up, Stu?
Horrible.
What's up? I'm watching the promo before it starts.
Yeah.
And it's that chick is like, she's like, don't laugh at retarded people or whatever.
Yeah. No. Don't laugh at, mental illness people or whatever. Yeah.
Dude, I was rolling on the floor. My girlfriend turns over to me. She's like, you are a sick F.
How could you not laugh at that?
I know, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know it's tragic and all, but how can you not laugh at that? She's got the twisted glasses all taped up. She's got, like, the squid ink dripping out of her mouth.
The squid ink.
And she's telling us not to laugh at her. All right, Stu.
All right, later, guys.
People who suffer mental illness are suffering from pain. And it's nothing to laugh at. And it's not funny.
Oh, my God. But they put that clip there because it was funny. She looked like a... Well, she is a nut. And even the nuts have the pecking order.
Yeah.
Like, she's online. She's losing her effing ass. She's just like, freaking out. All the other nuts waiting in the food line think she's a nut.
Yeah.
And they're putting their fingers up like antennas behind her head. Then they just start singing happy birthday for no apparent reason.
How cool is it that nuts realize that someone else is nuttier?
Is nuttier. Like, there's a pecking order.
I love it.
And then they all go in for food, and the one black guy that was online, he walks in and goes, we getting pizza.
Right.
And, like, makes his gang sign. It's like he's the tough guy in there.
What's this clip?
This is the opening clip when they're online. Okay, here's.
We are getting pizza, which we never get, hardly ever. All we get is is mashed potatoes.
Nice and coleslaw.
We don't get coleslaw. This isn't a diner.
Oh, my God.
James, what's going on?
Hey, Owen, what's going on?
Hey.
You know, if you didn't watch that show last night, it sounded like Opie losing his S.
Right.
When he goes, like, nothing works here.
Yeah, we're going to play that clip for the next year.
I wasn't watching the TV last night. I was listening to it, and all of a sudden, it's like Opie's on?
It's true, though. Nothing works here. We've been here for 3 years.
Tim's got a good question on 7.
The medication doesn't work. Tim, what's up?
Hey, O&A, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, what is this guy, incrementing or what? Did he start at 1 and work his way up, or did he just hit it right that it was a 7?
They don't know why he says 7 years.
Yeah, but he's been there 7 years, right?
No, it's 7 years.
Like, when he started, did he go, I've been here 1 year, nothing works here.
Yo, syndication when he hit 70.
All right.
I've been here for 7 years.
Years. Fast forward 20 years, Ant and I at WNEW. We've been here for 20 years.
Nothing works here. I hate this place.
Right.
I hate this place.
Quit a stink!
Oh, that guy had a good question. He hung up. Oh, well. I want to hear more of the Cheryl clips.
We got more Cheryl. Cheryl number two is pretty funny, too.
Cheryl?
What is she doing in this clip?
I think this is when she's trying to talk, and then she loses it, and they start singing to her.
This picture is not for kids. This picture is for the Help Ever Beanboat. What I'm trying to say is that you... What I'm trying to say is, let me just speak. This isn't a funny conversation. What I'm trying to say is that when people are in pain and they need help, let me talk, please. God damn it. I'm trying to say, I can't take it with her. Right? Let me talk.
Happy birthday to you.
Bring a load of that.
Oh, God damn. How do you go from, I don't take it, I got happy birthday. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, boys, how you doing today?
All right, hey.
Okay. When she pulled out that picture of her father, tell me that did not look like Rodney Dangerfield with that jacket, something right out of Caddyshack.
Hey, thumbs up.
Huh?
Hey, I dropped dead of a heart attack.
Hey, look at my loony daughter.
Right.
Boy, yeah, what exactly. An easy mark. I don't know.
All right, Brian.
All right, boy.
What an easy mark she'd be, though.
Hey, how you doing?
Unless you just broke up with a boyfriend, so.
Joe, boyfriend. Who is a boyfriend?
I've been here for 7 years.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, what up, losers?
Hey.
Yo, you guys are messed up, bro. You better make reservations to hell because you guys are going there.
See, you guys are too scared to laugh. That was hilarious last night.
You guys are too scared to laugh, bro. I gotta laugh at that poor girl, bro. She ain't all there, man. What's wrong with you guys?
The HBO purposely put that on TV knowing that people would laugh at it.
Right.
Yeah, what is it, Comedy Central over there or something?
I think so. Might as well be.
Yeah, sure.
That was funnier than anything I've seen on Comedy Central lately.
You guys are going to hell, bro. That's it. You better make...
Whatever.
That's all right. We're already there. It's called NEW.
Been here for 3 years.
The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years.
Hey, man, that is tragic and all that, but how could you not laugh at that guy? How could you not laugh at that guy?
I know. He's walking down the hall. They got the camera on him. It's building up in him, and he just starts blurting it out. Come on.
At least we had the balls to admit on the air that we openly laughed. There's probably people at home that were, like, laughing to themselves, like, oh, my God, I hope no one sees me laughing at this.
I can't laugh. Very unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about this guy yet. Dennis!
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, I thought the most funniest part was the guy who had the mask. Problem. 6 years. 6 years, I believe he had that problem. And
he masturbates for six straight hours.
Oh, six straight hours. I'm sorry, you're right.
Where he pretty much forgets to live his life.
He doesn't eat. He doesn't go to the bathroom.
That was amazing. Amazing. Another thing that I wanted to touch on was the guy who kept repeating himself.
Yeah.
This guy was on literally 12 different type of medications, and every time they gave him one, he seemed like it didn't faze him.
Right.
It's just normal stuff.
Scott, also on line two, has something to say. Scott.
Can somebody explain to me how do you jerk for 6 hours?
Hold on.
You can't say that.
They dump out of the JO word these days.
All right. Yeah.
You can't even say the M word.
Don't say. Look, dude. Just say crank it.
How do you pull your crank?
Right.
For 6 hours a day, and they didn't even explain did he do it 6 hours straight? Did he like take a break and go to work and come home for lunch and do it?
He just goes 6 hours at a clip.
No, he lost his job or whatever. Had to take a leave of absence. He was doing it for six straight hours.
He'd sit in front of the computer and just pull it.
I thought they show him pulling it while he was in the hospital too, but they didn't even show that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, let me tell you, at his age and that whole thing going on, you know, where you got to work, you can't just do that. But I remember being like, you know, 13. You just crank it forever. You finish, you start back up again.
That's
the best thing ever.
That's because you can reload pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy's sitting in front of his computer, and then did you hear that thing that was said also? He noticed, or he didn't know he was being observed. Like, he must have been by an open window doing this.
Or his wife.
I don't know. The way he said being observed, it sounded worse than if it was just his wife.
He was throwing his web everywhere.
Throwing web.
He was throwing that web all over his room.
But I mean, how you just sit there you know, 6 hours in front of the computer, I'm going to blow off work today. Just going to sit here and crank it for a while.
I'm going to toss another web. Here it comes.
And then what about what about when he's rubbing the shoulder of the other psychotic lady?
Oh, at the end of the show?
Yeah. And he's just like...
One of the women is totally breaking down, saying, I got to get out of here! And he was next to her, and he figured he'd console her a little.
Right.
So he starts massaging her shoulder, but he's just got this dead, blank stare on his face. And you know he just wants to start yanking it.
Right.
Hey, Judge, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Renee?
All right.
I didn't get to see the special, but when you were playing the intro, I thought it was a new Brian Regan bit. I was ready for him to start saying snow cone.
Snow cone. Great. Nothing works here. Been here for
all right,
7 years.
Guys.
All right. A couple more and we'll move on. Don't worry. You got to check out the special if you haven't seen it yet. It's twisted. Twisted funny.
Yeah.
Tim, what's up?
Guys, that was hysterical last night. Did you see that lady who said she was getting radiation from the CIA?
Yeah.
And she was sitting in the corner, she's blocking with like a manila envelope. She said, this protects me.
Yeah, she has a manila envelope protecting her from the radiation that the CIA is beaming into her head.
And she's got to keep moving around so they can't get a fix on her.
Yeah.
It always throws them off.
Everyone knows you need the tinfoil hat to right. combat the CIA's radiation. A
and
manila envelope's crazy.
Too, like an antenna.
And she's hiding her head with the manila envelope.
Oh, hysterical.
Right.
I tried to stay up and watch it on the West Coast channel, but I crapped out. So.
How fun would it be?
It'll be on a bunch of times,
oh,
sure.
Oh, break out the VCR tapes, everybody. Primetime A1 television.
Dude, how fun would it be to just go into there and just F with them? You know their background, like CIA woman, and just sit next to her. I'm with the CIA. You're on to us, oh. So now we have to implant something oh. in your head. And just like completely F them up. Come on, that's comedy.
That's comedy.
That would rock.
Well, here's Cheryl, the Bubba Ray Dudley chick. This is her dream, right?
Yeah, this is her dream at the end. I think this is my favorite clip of Cheryl.
My dream is to get out of the hospital and to live a happy life with freedom and roast beef and Swiss cheese wrapped around you once, twice, and a big Coke.
Oh boy. Swiss cheese wrapped around
roast beef.
All
right.
Wow, a bunch of people getting pissed at me. Scott from Bridgewater, what's your problem? Opie should suck on a horse egg.
Yeah.
I've been in a few of these places, so.
Oh, yeah?
I think I could openly laugh at this crap.
But if you lived there?
No, not for me personally.
He was there for 7 years.
Not for me personally.
They seem nice. They seem like, you know, you get a nice room. You get to walk around in your PJs the whole day. And you're on drugs. Kind of sounds cool. And there's easy chicks for the picking if you want to work it. It's an easy work. You could be like, what's his name? And one flew over the cuckoo's nest. You're just there because, hey, I kind of like this better than life.
Chris, what's up?
How easy would it be get laid by that chick with the glasses if you're really desperate?
You're hey, guys, how about that old lady that was talking to her, she was talking in crazy, right? They put her in the bed.
Yeah.
And every time the doctor would talk about her, she'd prop up in the bed like Dracula out of the coffin and yell, I don't want this. Go up yourself. You ever heard it all?
The alcoholic lady.
Yeah, real crazy. Like a witch.
Yeah.
She was drunk, and the doctor's explaining what's wrong with her. She's laying in the bed behind him. And he's just like, yeah, she was brought in. She's intoxicated. I'm not drunk, you mother effing S-head. You a-hole. She was cursing like a sailor. And then they get her a couple of days after being in a detox, and she's like, well, I did drink a lot. And I want to go home. Believe me, that one's a little too frightening for me.
It's a box with wine in it.
A box of wine in it. I call it box of wine. Yeah, that was a little too...
Here's the guy who thinks he's God.
Have you been in Bellevue before?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
I've been hospitalized over 30 times. Nobody believes any of this. They all say that I'm crazy. But then that's to be expected. Who would believe the second coming of Christ is the second coming of Christ? If they believed me, then it wouldn't be believable.
He said that he didn't...
Hey, man, the guy makes a good point.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to believe anyone?
Right.
What if he comes back and he tells everyone? No one's going to believe him.
No one's going to... He's going to be in Bellevue. Christ in Bellevue.
Been waiting all these years, and there he is in Bellevue, and no one's believing him.
Oh, Opie, he's a black guy.
Oh. Well, didn't you see the drawing, the latest drawing of Christ?
No.
I think Christ had some color.
I saw the pictures of Christ. They look like nude women with whipped cream on them, as per the way Rick is posing them these days on the Jesus Christ pose.
My new pose.
We got a new pose.
We do have to take a break. All right, why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah, because we're upsetting people. I'm seeing names on instant feedback I don't usually see. People checking in for the first time, Opie.
Right.
You two should burn in hell. The reason these people are like that is because of people like you who don't understand them. Look. Hey. Twat. Deoni. Twat. They're not like that because of people like us that don't understand them. They're lunatics. I hope you two dumbasses end up in a mental hospital. We could. And maybe then you'll understand. No, we won't, because we'll be crazy. But believe me, after 3 years at NEW...
I hate this place. Nothing works here. I hate this place. I've been here for 7 years.
Come on, that guy was a star last night.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. 212...
Good evening, ignorant pigs. Put down your crack pipes and your beer bongs and pay attention.
Well, I'm a virgin.
Hey! The Opie and Anthony Show. A four-hour parade of meat.
N-E-W.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Wake the F up. Hey, we're getting requests for Buddy Epson singing. Ben, can we get the Buddy Epson singing thing real fast?
Thursday. Anthony, if I can.
Yeah.
The great Buddy Epson singing.
Come and listen to the story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And that's it.
Okay, terrific.
We got a lot of negative email on that one.
Use it or lose it.
For the record, the publicist told us, or said that Buddy sings a very interesting version of the song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the publicist called and was pissed.
Oh, no,
something.
No. They encouraged us. They say, hey, have Buddy sing. He does a good version of the theme song.
Yeah, we thought he had some kind of a parody version, you know. So we asked him, and that was what we got.
All right, let's go to the phones. 212-757-1027. Stan, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to let Anthony know today's Tom Brokaw's birthday.
Is it? How old is Tom Brokaw?
I don't know. I just know it's his birthday. I figured I'd say happy birthday.
All right, thank you.
Maybe we could talk to
how
him
old
later.
I wonder how old he is today, eh?
I don't know. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'd like to thank everyone here at NBC Nightly News for throwing me this fabulous birthday bash on my 61st birthday.
Tom, would you like a hit for your birthday?
I'm 61. Sure.
Let me pass this over to you over here.
There, let me get that.
There you go.
I'm going to hook up with some ladies and get my F on and bust three nuts. Because that's the kind of guy I am. Who wants to be Tom's B.I.? I'm going to go out with J-Lo and shoot up some places. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Last night, Tom Brokaw shooting up a bar with his new girlfriend J-Lo. J-Lo.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
I love that booty.
Your voice is effed up today.
That's
right?
A great ad. Well, if I wasn't doing the QVC shop at home card guy, perhaps my voice wouldn't be so effed up.
Don't forget Dudley Moore. And,
wonderful.
And everyone else, Mr. Brokaw.
Yes.
Is imitating today.
Busy little day for Tom Brokaw here on NBC Nightly News.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Hey, look, I see Ronald Reagan's on the phone.
Oh, really?
I wonder what he's going to sound like today. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Ronald Reagan. God damn it. Ronald Reagan's birthday. Damn, I can't say that all right. Ronald Reagan's 90th birthday.
Joey Big Arms from Fairlawn. Prior to talking with Ronald Reagan, Anthony, make sure you go to the bathroom and Rick is handling the phone systems so there are no problems. Then you can finally talk to one of your heroes.
That would be nice. Wouldn't that be good? Is he on the phone?
Well,
let's pick him up.
Okay.
Yeah, pop him down.
All right, would you like to talk to the former president?
Yes.
Finally, Anthony?
Pop him down.
It's kind of strange. I'm always the one interviewing him. And
I know.
You're nowhere to be seen.
All right. Mr. President Ronald Reagan, how are you today? Hello? Hello? He's not there for some reason.
I hear noises in the background.
Maybe he fell again.
Or maybe they're waking him up so he could talk to us today.
I hope it's not a problem with the phone equipment. Maybe I should go out and make sure that Jack is connected.
No, I think Rick could handle that, Anthony.
Can Rick handle that?
Yeah, I'm sure. Right, Stinky? Rick's working on the phone to make sure
on
it's
okay?
Yeah,
he's playing with it. I don't know. Maybe.
I better check that out.
No. We really want you to talk to Ronald Reagan today.
I would love to. It's an honor. Mr. President, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
How are you, on your 90th birthday?
I hear the phone.
I hear it too, but
see, he's there.
I don't think, I think it's a problem with the phone line.
No,
I better go and make sure the jack is plugged in, because I know it. I've seen this phone before, a lot of problems with it,
and
I know how to fix it.
Why don't you just tell Rick to fix the phone?
All right, let me go back and tell Rick
to
fix the phone.
No, Anthony, no.
I'll go back. What?
No. Ben, Stinky, come here.
Maybe I should go and tell Rick.
I want to prove this once and for all. It's like a Superman episode. Can you get Ben in here? I mean, Rick. I'm sorry, Rick.
Get Rick?
Yeah. I'll get him.
No.
Hanging. I want you to sit here for once.
What?
Hey, Rick.
Rick, how you doing?
Can you
what?
Can you fix the phones? Anthony talks about what is it?
Well,
you have to plug something in.
It's because of the computer system that we have hooked up with it. I know it's really good with computers.
Yeah, I could do this.
No.
Perhaps
I should do it.
Scott is gone.
No.
I think he might be my best bet to try and get this situated.
Why don't you fiddle with it a little bit?
Uh-huh.
I really want Anthony to talk.
Is that Ken out in the office?
No.
He's waving at me. Wait.
One second.
I gotta talk to Ken Stevens.
I want
for a second, but I'll be back to talk to Ronald Reagan.
No, I want to talk. I want you to talk to the former president for once.
I will. I'll be right back. And there seems to be a problem. By the time we fix it, I'll be done with
Ken
Stevens.
I am sick of carrying your ass and doing all the interviews.
No, Anthony.
I'll
be right back.
No. No.
2 seconds. I'll be right back. Ken Stevens.
I see Ken out there. All right. Well, come back in.
How much longer do I have to wait for this call?
Hello. President Reagan.
Yes.
Could you hold on a minute? I want you to talk to my buddy and my pal, my partner on the radio,
yes.
Anthony.
Yes, I know Anthony. He's very, very talented young man.
No,
even with my Alzheimer's, I can say.
No, he's not that talented.
That man is
bastard.
Fabulous.
No, he sucks.
It's marvelous. And, you know, it's my birthday today.
Yes, it is, sir.
Stinky,
hold on. Stinky.
Yes.
Where's Anthony as I talk to the former president of the United States?
He's out there with Ken.
Where?
I don't know.
I'll be like 2 seconds. I'm right here with Ken.
What are you guys talking about? The president is on the line.
I can't take this. If I'm not, I'm busy. And, it's my birthday.
Sir, we wanted to wish you a very happy 90th birthday today, but I want Anthony to talk to you. You're one of his heroes.
Yes, I know. Did I say how much I admire that man? He's a fine American.
He's not that great, trust
me. This, my, 90th birthday, I'd like to say, God bless Anthony. Because he, Oh, wait a minute. Nancy's calling me.
You bastard. You bastard.
Could you hold on while I open a gift?
Sure.
Because it is my birthday.
All right. I'll hold on a second. Anthony, we're talking to the president.
Ken just had a little problem.
All right. Well, he's on the line. Talk to him.
I was talking.
Hello?
He's not here. What do you mean?
I was just talking to him.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
What?
Looks like you don't,
Mr. President.
It looks like you don't need that home gym anymore.
Mr. President? Hello?
He said he was opening up a gift or something for his 90th.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
When he gets back on, call me. I'm just going to finish up with Ken.
What a swell gift.
No, I know it's you now, Anthony. It's you.
It's a set of golf clubs.
No, Ant, I am convinced.
You know, I play one hole of golf 18 times because they're all new to me.
Ant, you've used that line every goddamn time you imitate Reagan. I know it's you now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know it's you.
And don't you insult Anthony.
You bet.
That man is a true American hero.
No, you, God bless, Anthony.
Yes. Oh, hold on. They're cutting the cake. It's my 90th birthday, and if I don't blow these candles out, the whole place is going to go up.
Yeah.
So hold on.
All right. Anthony, don't forget to add that line about how big your wife's head is.
All right, Ken, I'm doing a show. Holy smoke, this guy. Let me get it. I'm doing a show, Ken. Opie, I'm sorry. Try to stretch it longer. What?
I know it's you. Everyone knows it's you now. You look silly.
What a dandy cake.
Ant, I just saw you. You were right there. I know the phone that you're talking on is like 20 feet away.
Look, you young prankster. Don't be saying things like this about my good friend Anthony. I'll send Secret Service over there. Well,
what are you going to do?
You won't be happy.
What are you going to do?
Oh, look, another present. I'll open this one on your show.
And if the listeners listen closely, they could hear you as Reagan out of breath because everyone knows you're not in shape.
No, I just blew out the candles and there were 90.
Son of a bitch.
Hold it. Oh, what a great gift. It's a set of golf clubs. I've always wanted these. You know, I play one hole of golf 18 times.
I know.
It's all new to me.
Exactly.
See, that's Alzheimer's.
Anthony, they're all waiting for the lines about how big Nancy's head is. Might as well get it out there.
I don't remember ever saying that. Now we're going to go play Pin the Tail on the Democrat, one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
Could you please hold on?
Of course. Now Anthony's going to come back in the studio.
Opie?
Ant?
Hi. How you doing?
Wait, you're not in the studio. Where are you?
I'm sitting right in front of you, you jerk.
If you're not in front of me, no one's going to believe...
Hello. Hi, it's me again, Ron Reagan.
You son of a bitch.
Hello.
Wait. Mr. President, this is fabulous.
You son
Speaking
of a
to
bitch.
You is an honor.
Well, Anthony, you've always been one of the greatest Americans on the face of this earth. And I've got to tell you, I don't appreciate your friend Opie making some kind of a wacky gag out of the fact that you were me or, well, I don't even know what he was saying. I'm incoherent myself sometimes, but that boy...
I know, Mr. President, it gets a little rough having to deal with him. On a daily basis.
I see you.
What?
Talking to yourself.
What are you talking about?
You're talking to yourself.
You're in front.
I'm in the studio. You're here. You're talking to yourself.
Mr. President, I apologize for this. It's an honor to speak to you.
Hello. Yes. That boy is very rude. And I can't believe he would... pull some kind of shenanigans like this
and
on my 90th birthday.
I just went in the studio and saw you talking to yourself.
What studio? We're in the studio.
No,
I'm sitting in front of you talking to Ronald Reagan.
You son of a bitch.
What's wrong with that boy?
I don't know, Mr. President. It's out of hand.
Well, you better fix him because I'm not going to stay on the phone with him in the same room as you.
I know, in the same room as me, Mr. President.
Can I continue my birthday party now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. President, whatever you wish to do. And finally, what an honor to talk to you.
And what an honor to speak to you, Anthony. Godspeed and God bless.
Thank you, Mr. President. And there he goes, Opie.
You bastard. I hate you. I was in the studio. I saw you talking to yourself. Now you're running back into the studio.
What
I'm
are you
in.
Talking about? I've been, I've been sitting here the whole time.
You're such a bastard.
How'd that sound?
You bastard.
You bastard. What? Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was so nervous talking with the president. That was exciting, Opie. Finally. Finally. I hear next Chris Jericho and Moon Goose McQuaid are coming in.
I think that was our... R, who's on first bit?
Opie suffering from Dr. Bellows disease.
You bastard. Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Onay?
Hey.
Hey, Anthony, I don't care how, I don't care if it's really you or not, whatever, but however you just pulled that off, that is one of the damn funniest things you guys have ever done on this radio show. I don't care if it's you or not, that was hilarious.
No, of course not.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, I guarantee you, Rick helped him out on that.
I give up. I give up. I saw him talking to himself. I can't prove
no,
that
because this is radio. You
wait,
see?
Guys, I got to go listen to myself.
I can't prove it. But you were there mm-hmm. by yourself, talking to yourself?
Yes.
No one's going to believe me now.
What? Please. I was speaking from right here in front of you, and you were trying some wacky bit.
I think you finally lost.
Scott, what's up?
Oh, I'm so happy that you finally got to talk to the president.
I know.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you
it
so
must
much,
be an
Scott.
It's an honor to talk to the president.
It was.
It just warmed my heart to hear how I know how sick he is now.
I hate you all.
Don't hate the president.
I left this studio. I went down the hall where Anthony was doing his clever ruse.
But I went through the hall and Jeannie was Major.
You were there.
Major Nelson.
You were there.
Jeannie went. But then I saw the. And I heard.
Carolyn.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could do that little skit on the XFL show so maybe if we see it, the acting would be better.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Very funny.
All right.
All right.
Well, let's take a break.
Oh, okay.
Whew. This is pretty good. I love obscure references. Andrew from Jersey. And come on, we all know Ken is still out on his lunch break. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
All right.
This spring.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Frankly, he's going to bore us here, but... Gay boy. All right, so if you're a faithful listener to the show, Spaz, who you've kept off the radio for a while now, thank God, he finally completed his gay play run. How many plays were there?
Five.
Five of this play.
Yes.
We all remember the first night you said, I don't know, you kind of had a scene where you had a... lay in the bed with this guy, and he kind of put his hands through your hair, and as the lights went dim, he made like he was going south to pleasure. Yes, that's the scene.
And you were supposed to be straight in this play, but I was supposed to be confused with...
Confused with your sexuality. You had one gay experience before this, and now, for some reason, you're in bed with this gay guy.
Is this the play or his life we're talking about? Wait a minute. I'm confused now.
He's supposed to seduce me in the play.
Right. And you're in his bed.
Yeah.
No, he's in my bed. He comes into my room.
Oh, how did that come about?
So you have the homo field advantage.
How did that come about? How do you invite the gay guy back to your room?
I didn't invite him in. See, the way this scene starts is that I'm in my bed, sobbing. I'm fighting not to cry because of a tragedy in my life. And he hears that through the partition in the wall. So he comes in, and he...
Takes the temperature the old-fashioned way. No.
He calms me down, and he seduces me. He uses the excuse that I want to,
It's every day that I'm in bed, and if someone's knocking at the door, I just let him in and invite him into my bed.
Well, it's a play, you know.
No coffee or anything?
I don't invite him in because it's just like a little thin wall with like a little slide door. He just walks right in. I don't...
Oh, he just came right in.
I walk into his room.
What are you, at a bathhouse or something? Is this supposed to be your apartment?
It's supposed to be... It was an old house in 1938 in New Orleans.
All right.
And you're just living with gay guys.
No, one is gay. The other one, if he gets $100, he'll do it. And
you're supposedly this confused guy.
I'm the confused guy.
So now the gay guy's in your bed.
Do we have to talk about this? Because I know that a lot of listeners were like happy about Spaz Free.
Shut up.
Okay.
So you're in the bed.
I'm in the bed.
And he's sitting on the bed with you.
Yes.
And now the actor starts improvising a little bit on
yes,
the scene.
Just a little. Yeah, let's get this straight, because basically you all agree that, okay, you'll do this gay scene, but there's no touching, and right?
Well, there's only one part where, only two parts where he touches me. One is when he runs his finger down my arm.
Right.
And the other part is when he puts his arm around my shoulders.
And you agreed to that, but no more for this play?
Yes.
But the actor starts improvising.
Yes.
All right, Spaz, what did the actor do to you during the gay play?
Now, the first couple of nights, he started improvising just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So what was he doing then?
Well, he instead of like a finger, he put his whole hand.
And rubbed down your where?
He would rub down my thigh.
So he's rubbing down your thigh. And then what was he doing? You said something with, I don't know, what was he doing?
Wasn't he breathing?
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
Tickling?
He nubbed my ear. Like
he what?
He put his, like he took my earlobe, like he held on my earlobe, shook it a little. And
what is he, Carol Burnett?
So he grabbed your ear?
he grabbed my earlobe, yes.
So he fingered your ear?
He didn't finger it, he just grabbed on the earlobe.
So he had a hold of your ear.
My ear.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Your ear.
Your ear.
So he gently fingered your ear. your ear, I said.
Your ear.
Right.
My ear.
So he had
his ear.
He had his hand all over your ear.
All over your ear.
You're making it sound like.
Did he poke anything in your ear?
No.
No?
He just grabbed onto it.
He just grabbed your ear.
Yeah.
And kind of flitted around with a finger.
Making it sound
but didn't
like
stick
it's...
anything in your ear.
You're making it sound like my behind.
No, I'm saying
not.
Your ear. Your ear.
My
the thing,
ear.
Yeah.
You're from New York. This is how.
My
we
ear.
Talk.
Your ear.
My
your ear.
Your ear.
Yeah. We said your ear.
He grabbed my ear.
He fingered your ear.
Did he finger your ear?
He grabbed onto it.
Right, okay.
So, but he shook it with his fingers, right?
Yeah.
He kind of played with his fingers on your ear.
Yes. On my ear, yeah.
That's what I said, your ear.
Yeah.
So was he blowing into your ear?
No, he didn't get that far.
Okay.
All right. Did he tongue your ear?
No.
I got to ask.
No. He did not tongue anything.
Would you consider
thank God
what he did to your ear a diddle? Did he diddle your ear?
It's like saying like here's looking at you kid type thing.
Would you consider it a diddle?
What do you mean like a diddle?
Did he diddle your ear?
What do you mean by that? I don't know.
Was it a diddle?
You know what a diddle is?
No,
it's
kind of
like a diddle.
He just grabbed on all of it, and he like looked at me dead in
the
eye.
Wait, so he used two fingers?
He used two fingers, he looked at me in the eye, and he shook it a little bit.
Two fingers on your ear?
Yeah.
Wow, Spaz. That's all I could say.
Okay.
So that was the first night of improvising.
Yes.
that he did. Yeah. So now the next night, he gets a little more bold with you.
Well, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but there's this part where like where he's supposed to say, shh, listen to the rain. And I'm supposed to turn my head away, look out the fake window, and look at the rain. And right. When he's doing this, he's supposed to say, I'm going to give you this to help you to sleep. And he puts his hand underneath the sheets. And
it's supposed to be manually doing something.
But he's supposed to, he's supposed to be like reaching for it.
Right.
But
how are you supposed to hear the rain if he's got a finger in your ear?
No, he just numbs it at the end of it.
All right. But so you're listening to the rain.
Yeah, I'm listening to the rain, and he's moving his head, and he kind of nipped it.
Now, wait a minute.
What? He nipped your schlong? Fag!
It was unintentional, I'm thinking.
Wait a minute!
I never...
Dude.
What do you mean?
No offense, but at that point, you break character.
You break character.
And you punch him in the head.
I broke character in a different way. I laughed a little bit.
Oh, you laughed?
Oh,
why?
Because
you liked it?
Giggled no. like a bitch.
Or were you giggling like a little schoolgirl?
Giggling like a bitch, man.
No. No. I laughed.
Finger my rear. My ear.
I did not laugh. No. This is the way it happened. You see, because I was not expecting it.
Did he touch your unit?
He nipped the tip.
Fag! Now,
I'm not a fag.
He touched the tip.
No, he's like brushed, nipped it.
He nipped it.
So you even know all the terminology.
With his teeth.
Yeah.
No, not with his teeth.
All right. And you giggled like a schoolgirl.
I didn't giggle like a schoolgirl.
How did you laugh? Give us a little laugh. You broke character. What'd you do?
No, I didn't like laugh out loud. I had this smile on my face. Like,
what? Wait, let me tell you something, Spaz. Play or no play, someone's touching my schlong, even if they nip into it, that's not the look that's on my face. The look
it's
on my
not
face
a big
is
smile.
Right.
But let me just tell you why I had that, because I was not expecting it. Because he has a, this is the type of person that has a tendency
wouldn't
to,
you have
to play
the,
jokes
the,
around
the... Oh, yeah, what a joke. But the joke's on him, because you're not gay, right?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you have the look of pure shock on your face?
But that's not my... That's how I react to everything,
That's how I react to everything.
That's like my defense against,
that's
you know, like...
My defense against everything.
No, uncertainty or like...
He nipped it. The tip of it, he nipped it.
No, laughing is my defense against something if I'm not...
Oh, yeah.
So, afraid or something.
I can see you on cell block D just giggling your ass off with while you're a new boy.
Hey! That's good! Laughing is my defense.
He's tossing my salad.
No, look, I'm tossing salad. It would never go that far.
Look at me. Look, I'm touching...
It would never go that far.
Oh, sure. So how far would it go if he nipped it?
He nipped. I was not expecting it. And things that I get surprised at, I laugh at.
So you laugh.
Yeah.
So now, moving on.
Yes.
There was another instance where he is supposed to take his head and move it down towards your intimate area.
Right. Yes.
To simulate
that he's... Yeah. Hobbing the knob.
Pleasuring, yes. Yes.
Right.
So at one point, he gets so close. Now, Spaz, you are wearing nothing but flesh-colored boxer shorts.
Yes.
And what was he wearing?
He was wearing the European underwear with the outline.
European underwear with the outline. What is that?
You don't know, it's like it's underwear with it's like the with the outline.
It's a Speedo.
It's like the shape of your thing, but it goes down to your... like
the back's like a thong.
It acts like a Speedo, yes.
Oh my God!
But it's underwear.
So
yeah, sure.
So this guy's obviously gay.
No, he's not.
Please.
No. He's a respected man.
Well, wait. So now
look, he's defending his boyfriend.
No, because
wait. So are you trying to say that gay people aren't respected?
Yes. No. No, I'm saying it's like
you're one of them. You shouldn't put him down.
Right.
I'm not one of them. No, what I'm saying is I cannot
for your community.
I'm not making any accusations against anybody because he's a good friend of mine.
I asked if he was gay, and you said no because he's a respected man.
Yeah, I meant no. I'm not going to make that accusation.
People aren't respected.
I'm not going to make that accusation.
You just did. Don't
we have a lot of everything around.
We have a lot of gay listeners. They're gonna be pissed off at you.
I already said that I could be friends with a gay person.
Oh, well, gee. You pretty much bedded down with one. I hope you could be friends.
He's not gay, though.
Wow, don't do the gay community a favor or anything.
Oh, come on.
I could be friends with
one. Don't
touch
me.
Boy, gee, thanks.
So, Spaz, so now you're wearing your boxer shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing his European little
European
bathing
thing.
Suit or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the front of the boxers has a the normal hole in it.
Yes.
Yeah. So as he does his little move where he moves south,
yeah.
He gets so close, what do you feel?
Breath.
You feel hot, steamy man
breath on your unit.
But there's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that?
There's a reason for that. Reason for that is that particular night, the lights were coming down really slow.
Yeah. So he has to stretch the scene.
No, what he has to do, he has to hold his position there.
Right. Yeah, hold his position.
Oh,
hot, steamy man breath.
It feels weird.
And what about razor stubble?
What, do you think I liked it? Not once did I get excited.
So you laughed again, though, right?
That I had a... No, actually... No,
little bitch laugh.
I do not laugh like that, all right? I'm a manly
laugh. How do you laugh?
I need to be told something funny.
This stuff isn't funny?
This is hysterical.
What, are you crazy?
No, but at that particular time, I had a look of confusion on my face because I was looking in the direction of the lighting person.
Looking erection, what?
looking in the direction.
All
right, so let me get this straight.
That's French for erection.
You had a look of confusion
direction.
Because you were looking at the lighting director, and
yep.
That's why you were confused. It wasn't because there was man breath on your
unit. No, I was confused at two things. One is, no, actually, because the slow lighting led to the man breath.
Hot, steamy man breath. 1-900.
But I'm like I said, it probably was purely unintentional.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he couldn't just get far enough away.
No, because he had it simulated, so he had to put the blanket up, and he had his face, like, right there.
Was he his head
so
moving?
What?
Was his head moving?
No, not at all.
Did you have your hand on the back of his head?
No, I was... because he has to tell me to lean back and imagine the paratrooper, so I have to lean back.
What?
Paratrooper.
Yeah, the paratroopers is paratrooper was the person I had a relationship with a long time ago before the police.
Geronimo.
Yeah.
The pooper trooper.
Pull my cord.
Yeah. Oh, Spaz, man. You couldn't find a production of Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This is an old traditional Irish song, and it's usually passed down from father to son when the boy's on the verge of manhood. And it's called Down to the Old Pub Instead.
Ah.
And I'd like to play it for you tonight.
Lad, it's your duty to find your lass with childbearing hips and a pink supple ass, and make her your wife and love her with love so true. Now some rivers run high, some rivers run low. When her river runs red, then she's starting her flow, and it's called menstruation. Here's what it means to you. You will notice her bloomers are spotty at first. Stand back, her ovarian dam's gonna burst. Son, don't be afraid, it's a natural thing. Just wad up some cotton and hand her a string, and put the old linens on top of the bed. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead.
Hundreds of years old.
That's why bloomers.
Aye.
Aye.
She'll retain her water, her breasts will be tender. Say something nice and you're sure to offend her. Get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. you want to make love, if you do, you're a fool. You'll only end up with a bloody O'Toole. Now get out of the house, go down to the old pub instead. She'll want you to sample the fruit of her loins, but son, it'll taste like some old rusty coins. So turn off the light and take off your hat and drop to your knees, say a prayer to St. Pat that'll give you the strength to get out of the bed. And for Ireland's sake, go down to the old pub instead. I feel a solo coming on.
Oh, really?
Perhaps right here, Anthony. Very good. Now the pub is the place where the lads are a-meeting. When the moon is full and the gals are a-bleeding. The Catholic, the Protestant, even the pagan. The pub is the place when your lady is ragging. So drink of your pint, boys, and thank your shamrocks that as menfolk we don't have to bleed from our and that we can escape from the lady in red and get out of the house and go down to the old pub instead. Down to the old pub instead.
Nice.
Thank you, my lads. Thank you so much. Raise your glass.
Funny good.
Have a drink. You did your part well.
Thank you.
Nice fluting. Nice fluting and nice bleeping.
I was a fluter and bleeper, yeah.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I just want to be with a man who'll ignore me and take me for granted and who's only pretending to be interested in who I am and what I think so he can get into my tail.
Dirty girls need love, too. Opie and...
You know where a guy can get a rub and a tug around here?
Anthony. Opie. Anthony.
1027.
WNEW.
Rick, do you want wedding advice? That was huge yesterday. Neil, what's going on?
Hey, guys, well, how you doing?
Hey, good, what's up?
Hey, it's Rick around.
Yeah, Rick's here.
Hey, Rick, I got a little bit of wedding advice for you. Okay, first I got to ask you a question, Rick. Do you like pizza?
Okay, I'll bite, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Can you eat pizza every night of your life?
No.
You try to picture eating pizza every night of your life at the same pizza place. Never ever changing doing the same thing. They serve you the pizza.
I can't order Domino's one night or anything.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be the same pizza place. Right. Pizza place. Whatever, if you want Domino's, it's gonna be Domino's for the rest of your life.
All
it's
right.
Gonna be the same way. You're gonna start, your pizza's gonna be served to you, you're gonna put a little cheese on it, and you're
I
gonna
like
eat
cheese.
The pizza, and it's over. It's gonna be that way the rest of your life.
Over and over and over.
Over
again.
And over.
What's
and
this
over.
Guy's
no
so
steak.
You can't go. Now that you're married,
no pork chops and applesauce.
That's what it's going to be like. Get used to it.
All right, Neil.
No more surprises.
Neil.
One more thing. No more surprises when you pull down the panties. It's all going to be the same thing.
I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I hope it's the same thing. I hope it's a vagina every single time I pull down those panties.
It's going to be the same one, though.
Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you, Neil.
How long have you been miserable, Neil?
He's hung up.
His wife cut him off.
Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
My brother-in-law's getting married on Sunday. I sent him some very appropriate email the other day. Marriage is to sex as rain is to baseball. Good luck.
Pull the tarps over the field and wait it out.
Thanks, Jonathan. Mm.
Man, this is always fun when this happens.
I got pounded with emails yesterday. Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, most of them were the people that tried to get through that Spaz hung up on.
Right? Yeah.
Thanks, Spaz. That are saying, oh, it's not that bad. I've been married, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, I got good advice for Rick. He's a real man.
Yeah.
He's going to tell his wife. He's going to get the last word. He's going to say, yes, dear.
That's right.
It only gets worse, buddy. Only gets worse.
You see, this isn't unusual. When someone's getting married, you know, everyone tries to talk the guy out of it.
Right.
It's been happening through the ages. And
years, of course. The family members all gather around and the married ones and tell you how much it sucks and And then the wife of the married guy that's telling you this starts beating him over the head and going, shut up, it doesn't suck. It's great.
Julie, what's up?
Does Rick trust his wife?
Wait, say that again?
Does Rick trust his fiance?
Oh, I thought you said toss.
No.
What does that mean?
Do I trust her?
Trust her.
Yes, I do.
Does she trust you?
Yes.
Then you guys should have a pretty good relationship, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all about trust.
Well, let me tell you, it's awesome. I'm a newlywed, fairly newlywed. I've been with my husband. We've been living together for like 2 years, 2.5 years. We've been married for 2 months. We totally trust one another. I can do pretty much whatever I want as long as I tell him where I'm going and when I'm coming home. And he can do the same because I trust him and I know he just wants to be with me. Our marriage is fantastic. We have an awesome, awesome relationship.
Jesus Christ.
And Rick, you're doing the right thing. If you guys trust each other and love each other, you'll probably be happy the rest of your life.
Is this guy deaf?
Wow.
Thank you, Julie.
Yep.
All right, bye. Let's try Bubba again. Bubba.
Barbara?
No, it's you. Bubba, right?
Her name's Barbara. Hero
Barbara.
Bubba.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Spaz wrote Bubba.
Barbara.
Your name's Barbara?
Barbara.
Yeah, right. He wrote Bubba.
He wrote Bubba. So what's going
Fire
on?
Fire that secretary.
That's great.
So what's up?
Well, anyway, I'm a newlywed. I've only been married for 3 months. And I have to tell you, it's good and bad. If you don't have a child yet, enjoy yourself. Was once you have a child, things change. And it's not just the woman that does it. 20 pounds of energy runs your life for the rest of your life. And there's not a beeper or a cell phone or anything else you can complain about that isn't going to be beat by a 2-year-old. There goes your sex life. There goes your free time. There goes your wife taking a shower more than twice a week. And there and sex. Don't even talk about sex. You look at each other at night, and if you have a choice between watching Oz or something on TV, you're going to do that rather than have sex because it just takes too much energy. So if you're a newlywed without a child, go for it and get it all in now because that's the end.
Get out now!
Get out now! Get out now!
Listen
to him.
Rick, get out now!
What, does she have him shackled at home?
He's yelling, Rick, get out now.
She's got a happy marriage because she's got him tied up and bound in another room.
He's cooking my dinner and he's keeping my daughter down. Dinner.
Oh, very good.
Well, I got him trained.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
And very sad. Good luck to you, Rick.
All right.
Thanks.
Very good.
She goes, Barbara, a.k.a. Bubba.
Mark, what's up?
Jesus Christ.
Mark.
Yeah, I want to talk to Rick.
All right, he's here.
Yeah, what's Rick. Up, Mark?
Good luck, my friend.
Thanks.
You're going to need it.
Why? You speaking from experience?
Yeah, the 3 years that you've known each other.
Right.
Throw it right out the window when you say I do.
Now,
it all changes. The sweetness is gone. The niceness is gone. You're done. Throw yourself out the window. You guys high up?
10 flights.
Take yourself right out. Save yourself about 40 years of trouble.
Thank you, Mark.
Good luck, Rick.
Thanks, Mark.
Very good.
Whew, boy, this is fun,
wow.
Isn't it?
Hector, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I want to talk to Rick about getting married, man.
All right, Rick.
Yo, man, there's 3 rings of wedding, man. You got the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering. Don't do it, bro.
All right, thanks.
All right, man, don't do it.
All right, Hector.
All right.
Bye.
Hector, like I'm going to take advice from that guy.
Why? It's one of your brethren.
It's one of
exactly.
Your own, man.
Aren't you a proud Puerto Rican?
To a point.
Oh.
You don't want to know.
Would you like to share about your race today, Rick?
You should hear them.
They're much like the Asian.
You're self-loathing. Much like the Asian.
Oh, yes. They tend to reproduce quite rapidly.
Whoa, listen to this racist stereotype.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Really?
My father... Ugh, I hate the guy. But he's the oldest of 46 kids.
Come on!
Shut up. I'm serious.
He's 46 kids.
He told this story once on, what stupid talk show did he tell this story on where the whole family hated you for years?
You went on a talk show?
Yeah, Rick was on. Rick was trying to be an actor and stuff.
Would you go Ricky Lake or something?
No. It was the, who was the black chick?
Rolanda. Rolanda, right. He was on Rolanda, and this is the story he told.
Rick, why don't you come out here?
Right. What was her topic that day?
Guys who couldn't stay faithful.
Right, okay.
So then they get some dopey music. There's and Rick comes out.
And so I was called along with like 10 other guys, you know, through the agency or whatever, to sit and fill seats in the audience and help spur the conversation if there was a lull. So they're like, you know, not many people are speaking up. So they're looking to us like, okay, can you guys come up with something? It's like, all right, I got something on this. You know, so there's this one guy who's a, what do you call it, black guy sitting up on stage. And he's got his hat on, you know, trying to disguise himself and his dark sunglasses. And he goes, man, it's in the jeans. That's what it is. It's in the jeans. I can't help it. And I was like, I was trying to agree with him because, you know, being of Puerto Rican descent, I can see, you know, through all the guys on in my family, they're out banging. They're married. They got four or five girlfriends. They got four or five wives, but they're still out banging.
Four or five wives.
Yeah, I'm serious. You think I'm joking?
Holy Jesus.
They're freaks.
So you told the whole national audience that your dad is one of 46 kids.
Right.
46?
Yeah, he was the oldest, too.
How many kids did he
have?
That's
impossible.
How many does he have now? Yeah. Seven, eight, something like that.
What are you counting? Did one just come out?
I don't know.
Seven, eight.
I stopped counting about 10 years ago when he hit seven. So,
wow. How is it possible that he's one of 46 though?
Four or five actual wives, four or five girlfriends that they know of that he'd gotten pregnant a few times.
This is documented.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What else did you say on that show, Rick?
Yeah. What else did you say on that show?
What do you mean?
What else did you say? I'll get the tape.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would be good, man.
What else did you say? And bring the tape in
what
Tuesday.
What did I say?
Something about how faithful.
Oh,
come
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
This was like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Right.
Listen to this.
Is Rick, it like the gay crab?
This was listen. Even before the crab. Okay?
Listen to this. Rick getting married in 4 weeks, one day. Go ahead, Rick. Tell everyone.
Because the guy said that it was in the genes, I was agreeing with him. I said, because, you know, my family, blah, 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 it could be genetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want that to happen to me if I ever get married. That's all I said.
That, yes, look, I was like,
It is what I said. You never saw the tape.
So
what
else is there? What
I
else
saw
is
the
there?
Tape. When?
You were talking about how you didn't think you could be faithful or stay with one woman or
oh, did you
something
say that?
Like that because it was in your genes.
Really? That's just what I just said. What are you talking about?
It's the trick, keeping it in your genes.
Oh.
Bring the tape in.
If I have the tape,
you
I'll
have
bring it
the,
in.
Shut up. You have the tape.
If I have the tape, I'll bring it in.
I guarantee you have the tape.
So you're saying, as a Puerto Rican man,
right,
that Puerto Ricans reproduce more than other races?
More than you white guys, yeah.
Man,
they're up there
right.
with the Italians.
That's a real
they're
statement.
They're up there with the Italians.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bold little statement.
But the Asians, I guess, rule.
Asians, really?
Right? Asians. And then I guess are the Spanish, the Latin types.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get, all right. All that crap.
He's just going off, man.
You're crazy.
He's going
off. You're nuts. Bring the tape in. I know you have it.
Yeah, we got it. We got to hear this tape.
I
got it.
I know you have it.
Rolanda, huh?
Rolanda. Circa 1994, I believe. I'll find it. I have to.
We'll find it.
It was like 5 years ago,
what
right?
Are you crazy going on one of those shows?
They paid me, dude.
Who cares?
They paid me. They got me a limo to come in.
What the effing do?
He embarrassed his whole family.
Were they pissed at you?
This is really a bad subject in his family.
Were they really pissed?
I don't know. Were they?
Oh, my. Everyone was pissed. You went on national TV and said your dad was one of 46 kids.
Well, he is. What, am I supposed to lie? Say he's a great guy. He never, you know, my grandfather wasn't this walking sperm bank or whatever. I don't know.
You didn't have to tell a whole national audience, though.
Jeez.
All right.
I ain't doing it.
All right, let's take a quick break, Ant.
Make sure you say that.
Coming this spring.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Bikini Softball 2, The Return of WOW, Jim Norton's World Tour, Sex for Sam, WOW Stuff, all coming this spring on The Opie and Anthony Show.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
guys suck.
Thank you.
Two things. First thing, for Rick, luck on your marriage. Just think of taking a hot poker and running it through your eye. That's what your first marriage was like.
That's what your first marriage was like?
Yes, and I was stupid enough to go and do it again.
Oh, cool. Richie, what's up?
I hate to be having the same crap with the marriage thing, but let me tell you something. Who are these listeners? Your listeners, who are they married? The mutants? Well, I don't understand this. I'm married, Puerto Rican woman. I'm Cuban. I'm the pissed off Cuban that calls every time you play that stupid song, by the way.
Not a Cuban refugee song.
Cuban
absolutely.
Refugee?
Let me tell you.
We're going to end the show with that today, now that you said that.
Let me tell you, Opie, I love that. You shouldn't play that song, Opie. You know why? Because you don't have any cojones. Anybody who gives their wallet to a guy, a black guy, asks him for a dollar, forget about it. You got to go to the gym and get some testosterone going.
No, it was a white guy, first of all.
A white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You look even worse, he's thinking.
Oh, all right.
You better check yourself out, man.
So, to be honest with you, I guess we got to confess that, you know, Rick getting married in 4 weeks, we thought it would be fun to just put through all the calls from people that are miserable.
Rick, it's not, listen, man.
There are people out there that are happily married and have figured out how to make it work, but that's not fun radio. We put through like 100 people that hate their spouse.
These guys are zombies, man.
Yeah.
It's great to hear the guys are like, Rick, don't do it.
There was that one
been
guy
3 years, I'm in hell.
It's better than, and it's wonderful, and we do things, and we, you know, who wants to hear that?
No, you know what it is? It gets better. You know why? Because the sex gets better. Because you get more inventive along the way.
It's the first I heard that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, you get a little daring as it goes along. You know, your first couple of months with a new woman, you don't pop out the pornos or anything like that, you know.
Right.
It takes time. It takes time, but it gets
now
better.
Now you're making the pornos.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
See, yeah, there and in the 10 years, you're watching them again. look at how good I used to do this.
See, Richie, that's why we only put through the miserable people, because no one wants to hear this.
I want to hear this.
They want to hear Rick getting pounded by guys that hate their lives.
Well, you know what? He's Puerto Rican. My wife's Puerto Rican. I have to stick up for the man.
All right, Richie. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, man.
Go Cubans, go. Lisa, what's up?
I have a comment. Yesterday, you said with Rick and his fiance that no sex for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, some guy called and said that's probably because Rick's fiance is a little bit easy. I had the same deal going with my husband before he got married. The only reason being, you wanted a little bit more special after you're together for so long. You know, so you figured if you hold off a little while, maybe once you get together, it'll be a little bit more special.
So that's
the only reason.
So the next time I have sex, it's going to be real special.
Try a few new tricks. Maybe that's what your fiance's hoping for.
At this point, it's going to feel like a virgin.
Well, we had originally said 4 weeks, then it came down to about a week and a half. So.
All right, Lisa.
I don't think 4 weeks is going to stick.
Hey, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. All right, Rick, what's up? A lot of Ricks and Rickies checking in today. Rick.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, you want to hear about a marriage?
This guy's beaten.
Rick, I'm going to tell you my first marriage. My first marriage, I married somebody that I dated for 5 years, thought I knew them 100%.
Right.
We get an apartment, we get together. She's like a junkyard, everything all over the place. You got cereal boxes on the couch, the whole bit. Then one day, our maid of honor comes over the house when she's away, tries to offer herself to me. Me being a good husband, no, can't do it, you know, thank you anyway. So what happens? 7 years later, she wakes up one morning, I don't want to be married anymore, that's it. So then I get married a second time, and so far things aren't too bad, but I'll tell you something, never watch the childbirth, man, because that'll ruin your sex life as far as the fun stuff.
Are you going to bang the maid of honor this time?
There was none this time.
All right, Rick.
Damn, I'd go through,
thank you.
I'd go through the entire wedding party, guests.
Steve, what's up?
It's my second or third time around. Forget it.
Hey. You guys suck.
Thanks.
I would say marriage sucks, but that puts it in the same category as you guys. I got married June 21st. I keep thinking it'll change, you know? It's like I was a real jerk this time. I told her how irresponsible I was. I told her I live an alternative lifestyle. And she says, oh, yeah, that makes you more endearing to me. I love you anyway. Well, it always changed. The minute they're married to you, they start trying to change you, put you into soup, a collar, all that stuff. Just this last week, it was going pretty good up until a week ago. So I sell my old Harley, which I love dearly, to buy a new 1999 one. I make $2,500 on the deal. I give her $2,000, you know? So she calls me up today. I'm balancing the checkbook.
And she says, how much money do we got? I say, $382. She says, where the hell did the rest of the money go to? I said, I gave you $2,000. And so she says, from now on, I'm handling all the money. And I says, baby, you know what the difference is between a Harley and you? I can only sell the Harley once. So, you know, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the good thing and the bad thing about marriage is, the good thing is you sleep with a woman every night. The bad thing is, you got blue balls, and it's the same woman.
All right. So, wow, this guy's miserable.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right.
And you guys suck.
All right.
I love Wow. I'm a truck driver.
Well, Wow has become Whip 'em Out Whenever because the summer's just about over. So have fun out there, all right?
I'm trying to make it out tonight.
All right, long weekend. Everyone should get their Wows on their ride. Steve, what's up?
Hey, hello. Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve. You guys suck. Hey, is Rick still wants to get married?
Yeah, Rick.
Yep, still wants
Rick,
to.
Till Rick, it's like being castrated. Like taking your dog to get fixed. You can forget about it. You understand? You can forget about being happy. You can forget about being sad. Just be miserable. I'm married 7 years. You understand? 7 years, it's hell. I'm thinking ways of hiding her body.
Okay? Oh, God.
That's what I'm doing right now. Where, I'm driving on the highway. I'm driving on a Deegan right now looking for a hole to stick the body right now when I get home.
Holy
every
God.
Night. I work 7 days a week, so I have to stay home with that bitch. Okay? That's what it's going to be like. And kids, forget about the little mongrels. Because when they get the divorce, they get everything.
Wow.
You understand?
So it's worked out well for you.
It sounds great.
It's worked out well. There's one more day above ground I'm happy for.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, you guys suck.
All right.
Rick, don't do it.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Don't do it.
He's still screaming after that.
He's looking for a hole.
All right, I think we have a happy person here. Bob, what's up?
Hey, is this Rick?
It's Ope and Rick. Go ahead.
Ope and Rick, I got one thing to say to you, buddy. Driver's side airbag. Get yourself a car and a good insurance company. Driver's side airbag.
Then what?
Then you hit a wall. Let me tell you guys something.
Yeah.
14 years, about a couple of years ago, I went a whole year without getting laid by my wife.
Wow.
A year.
Wow.
Okay, it was about after two kids.
Right.
10 years of marriage.
And he's about to say, and it was the best year of my relationship.
Listen, you guys suck, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, Bob. I don't know. These calls are too good. We're in bonus show now. Don, what's up?
Dominic. Hey, this is Dominic.
Oh, Dominic. All right, go ahead.
Hey, man, when I got engaged, the anal stopped. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was great. And then I thought I was in love. And then the anal stopped. And now I'm not, and now it's cut down about 50%. I don't know what to do. I'm not even married yet, and it's stopping.
All right. Thank you, Dom. Jesus.
He's very disappointed.
Yeah. He needs his anal. Dennis, what's up?
James Caan said it the best. Marriage is like a tornado. You get tossed around in the beginning, and next thing you know, you lose your house. Loses. You suck.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. Key to great marriage. Jim.
Yeah, what's up, guys? All right. Guys suck.
Thank you.
Let's do what I did. You get a girlfriend, you bang her before you go home. That's all. The sex is always great. And you'll never have a problem. Take care, guys. All right. Guys suck.
Bye. All right, the show goes on.
At least you're getting solutions now.
Yeah, I guess so.
This guy has the answer to marriage. Maybe we'll end with this call here. LJ.
Hey, Rick, I just got married, and I tell you one thing you got to buy. You
what's
go out
that?
And get yourself a brand new tree chipper. That way she gives you any trouble, you take it down to the dock, you turn her into chump. No evidence. The fish eat everything, they find anything, she got attacked by a shark.
Remember that guy that did that upstate?
Yeah.
It's like the perfect crime and they found a fingernail or something.
Yeah.
Turned him in.
I got it all planned.
All right, LJ.
Take her clothes to the beach, put them on the beach. you put a car in the parking lot at Jones Beach. The next day, you're crying on the TV. My poor wife, she went swimming. She never came back. I don't know what happened.
You're crying on the TV.
You get everything. I don't have to worry about the judge taking half your Harley, half your cars.
Right, right.
Excuse me, sir. But you don't even need the wood chip. You just a couple of drinks and tell her to go swimming. I get it all. Every Quatloop is mine. You give her a little too much Tranya and tell her to go swimming.
Try to marry. It's not bad for the first couple of months.
All right, LJ.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
You guys suck.
All right, bye.
Crying on the TV.
Oh, God. You guys, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. Rick's sex life is over. Rick will find something new every day. Marriage is bad.
Marriage is bad.
Tailgate party at the Million Youth March. Kevin.
Hey, doing Open Amp. Listen, guys, don't make any plans Saturday morning. We're going to have a nice tailgate party up to the Million Perp March, all right? I got a couple of extra vests and some Glocks I could lend you.
The Million Perp March.
You know, we'll take out the 50-gallon, half-50-gallon drum barbecue, crack it out of the truck, and we'll have a grill, make it a day. Pop off a few rounds, it'll be good. Bring the wives, bring the girlfriends, I'm telling you, we'll have a good time. You know? Throw some shit at the cops, we'll have some fun.
You can't say that. You can't say that word.
That's the S word.
All right, guys.
Very good.
You guys suck.
God damn, you guys are funny. You guys are freaking funny today, man.
That had to be the line of the day, the Million Perp March. Oh, man.
Crack open the barbecue.
We'll imagine some rounds.
How fast you get pummeled. You just set up a barbecue
with a Go Jets banner. You know, what? I thought I was doing some tailgating. Why? Why is everyone beating me up?
Go Cops.
Right. Yeah, go Cops banner.
Go Cops.
Opie.
Oh, God damn it. No!
No! Son of a bitch! No!
Oh, God.
No!
Turn it off!
Turn it off!
Opie and Anthony. I'm a mental case.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to Rick's bachelor party. We pretty much discussed the ride over there, and we discussed how when I pulled out my wad of money, the girls attacked me like they were seagulls at the beach going for a crust of bread.
That is the way to describe it, man.
Yeah.
You pulled that out, and woof.
And Rick was late, so Earl got all the lap dances.
Well, Earl's the one I think... you seem to be the most uptight about the whole thing, Earl.
No, I wasn't.
Let me be honest. You were. You know, when that first girl wanted to take you to the VIP lounge in the back, you were resisted at first. You were sitting in the chair going, no,
don't want to lap dance. No. You silly rabbit.
No, I just thought that honest should have went to him.
Well, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
It would have, but he was not there. And he wasn't showing up for another hour and a half at that point. So it was just like, hey, you know, give it to Earl.
I just thought it was funny. It was like, okay, who's going to be the first guy? And everyone just turned around and pointed their finger straight at me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are the virgin.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You got to give it to Earl.
There's no bell being rung there.
Ring the bell.
That's reality.
Not inappropriate. No.
I'm just in a dry spell, that's it.
29 years. You got tumbleweeds rolling around in your crotch.
That dry spell. Well, Earl got, I think, a lap dance every 3 minutes for the whole evening. everybody was just, you know, because you're talking and stuff. Sometimes the lap dance gets in the way.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch someone else get in the lap dance.
Put it this way, Nunzio completely hooked us up with Funny Money and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be for Rick, but because Rick was late, we used it on Earl.
Yeah.
So by the time Rick, the bachelor, showed up, we were running out of funds quickly.
And the lap dance is just an odd thing, you know? There's no touching. So you just kind of sit in the chair with your arms on the armrests as this chick is going around you and gyrating in front of you and looking at you like you should be pounding her, you know? But it's like, I will just stay completely still in this chair as you circle me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you used to play a stupid game with, like, your siblings. I'm not touching you. Look, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And, like, you're right next to the person. You put your hand, like, right next to their face. Why? Why are you mad? I'm not even touching you. I'm not touching you. That's how it is.
Yeah.
They get, like, right next to you.
It's the adult version of that game.
Yes. My ass is not touching you. My ass is not touching your nose.
All right. So then I guess...
VIP room is great, though.
Yeah, the VIP... You don't talk about the VIP room. Earl. Ixnay on the VIP room.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it was great.
You sit down, Danny.
How about a lap dance?
So, we were treated like kings and gold fingers, and then finally the night came to an end for most of us.
Yeah, I guess, pretty much everyone left after a while.
Except,
one guy.
I decided that there was no way in hell I could go home, Anthony. With the smells and the things that were hanging off my clothes, it would be safe to stay away from home.
You just end up smelling like dancer.
Oh, man. Right.
Like,
like I said earlier, there were substances on my body that I could not recognize, and I felt it was safe to stay away from the homestead. Because I wasn't functioning right where I could explain some of this stuff. So I decided to crash at Ben's place, Ant. And my clothes, by the way, have officially been burned.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now...
Did your pants look like... it looked like you dropped some sour cream on there?
No, not that bad.
Out of the fajita?
No, not that bad. But first of all, I guess... Mark, Psycho Mark, who's in the studio, he started getting really pissed at everyone.
No. Don't go there.
Don't go there?
Yeah.
Well, you're friggin' loony with those dancers, man. That was part of the best part of the show.
You know what? Guys can relate to this. There's always one guy in the crew. There's always one guy in the crew that is convinced that the girl actually likes him.
And you'll be going home to bang the dancer.
Right. That person in our gang is...
Psycho Mark.
Hello.
Who at one point, I think, had too many dollars in both hands. Did I see a shoe off with more dollars between your toes? You were shaking money around like Trump. Sitting front row. You were like right there next to the stage. And... a girl come over and give him a lap dance, and he's getting into, like, his arms are going, and he's almost dancing with the girl.
Correct.
I was having a good time.
Well, sure.
It was great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is it true you were thinking you had a shot at that girl?
No, of course not.
Oh, now he says it. What time do you get home?
Well, like 3:30.
Let me make it perfectly clear. We started the festivities around 8:15. It wasn't like we went out at 11, because most guys are like, oh, what's the big deal? 4 hours in a club? No big deal.
Yeah.
No, we're talking 8 hours in the club for Mark.
It's a hard day's work.
To the point where you're punching your pal Ben over there.
Well, Ben deserved the punch, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, we could get to it now, because it all relates. Now, Ben has an apartment in the Village. Right? Lower East Side.
Fake.
Jeez. Near NYU and all that. And Ben has a really small place. Correct, Mark? You've stayed there?
Yes, I have.
When you first moved to the city? Now, I asked Ben if I could crash on his couch. Because there's no way, like I said earlier, there's no way I could go home.
Right.
There was a slight problem with that. Ben told me, yeah, no problem. And that's the truth. I thought everything was cool. I found out when I arrived at Ben's place that there was already another guy staying there, another one of his friends that is moving to New York City. See, Ben has all these friends, Ant.
Yeah.
And they all move to New York City, but they start their journey in New York by staying with Ben for a month. Right? Is that true?
Right. Totally right.
So who is this guy?
It's that's Ed. Drunk Ed.
Drunk German Ed.
Drunk German Ed.
With the bullet hole in his head.
Drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head.
I guess this would be a great time to introduce Drunk German Ed to the show. Who wants to tell the story of why he has a bullet mark in his head?
He was in the German army, and I think they were doing exercises with the Russians, and he stuck his head up from behind a berm and got whacked with a 7.62 round in his head. And the rumor is he was drunk when he was on duty. And he, oh, what's on the other side?
Whack.
And he got shot with live ammo in the head during a training
exercise.
Exercises.
It's a true story. He's got a dent in his head, Ant. That's why they call him Drunk
German Ed.
German Ed with the
bullet hole in his head. Pretty much wraps it up right there, doesn't it?
There you go.
True story. So I go to Ben's assuming, you know, it's going to be no problem. We're going to just, you know, crash. I got the couch. Ben's got his bed. Tiny little apartment. No bigger than this studio we're in right now.
Right.
But there's Drunk Ed on Ben's couch.
With a 40.
With a 40 of Beck's. So, Ben, what did you say to Ed?
I told him to go stay at Mark's.
But he's at like a quarter to one, he tells his guest, Ed, that
Drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head.
That he has got to leave his apartment. Because I'm crashing there.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Now I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm like, Ben, didn't you like work this out before you told me I could stay?
Hmm. Guess not.
So Ed, all drunk and belligerent, gets up and goes to Mark's.
Yeah, but you missed the whole point.
Now, there's a bunch of points here, Mark. Now, Mark didn't want Drunk Ed at his place because he was convinced that he was taking one of the strippers from Goldfinger's home. That is the truth.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're absolutely wrong. That's not the reason why I wanted
you
Ed.
Know your little honey's listening, but that is the truth. You thought you were getting lucky.
Well, maybe I did. You guys don't even know about it.
All right, so now Ben just flat out kicks his friend out on the street at 12:30 at night. And all I remember is Drunk Ed going, you don't kick a black man out on the street at 12:30 at night.
Oh. Oh.
Well, you forgot to mention it. Ed is also black.
Yeah.
A black German.
He's a black German with a bullet hole in his head. So now where does this story go?
Well, then he went to Mark's building.
Well, wait a minute. Before he even gets to the building, you were at the club, right? You're like, oh, Opie's going to stay with me. He's going to stay over at the place tonight. So Ed's going to stay with you. And I'm like, Ed is not staying at my apartment. There is no way that Ed is staying with me. I already told you that Ed cannot stay at my apartment.
Now, logically, it would have been okay if I would have just, like, stayed at your place. But see, you live with a gay guy. And I had a problem with that. So I said, I'll go stay with Ben.
Yes, and
I'm just saying.
And the gay roommate doesn't want Drunk German Ed with the bullet hole in his head staying at your house either.
Last time Ed came over, he almost broke all the furniture and he insulted my roommate.
What did he say?
He said something to the fact where he says, I hate the Jews, and my roommate is Jewish.
Isn't that amazing? Even black Germans hate the Jews? Well, you'd think they would understand, like, oppression and stuff, but...
And my poor roommate, you know, being the way he is, got very offended.
Yeah.
And was very upset. And then Ed proceeds to blow a nasty, stinky beer fart in the apartment.
And you know, like... how those gay guys like to keep their apartments so nice and neat and stuff and smelling good.
So needless to say,
gay guys
left
just
a
jealous
bad taste in my roommate's mouth. So Ed is no longer allowed in my apartment.
Not the first thing.
So Drunk Ed goes to Mark's. Problem is Mark's not home because, let's go back to the story, he's still trying to pick up the stripper at Goldfinger's.
I was hanging out with Nunzio. Nunzio
is very cool.
Nunzio is the man.
So Drunk Ed stayed in your lobby for how long?
Like 3 hours.
Not kidding.
3 hours in the lobby of your building.
And he's
waiting for Mark to get home.
Right.
So he could stay with
him. So he could sleep.
Right.
So meanwhile, he's sitting in the lobby of my building, bothering the poor doorman, just like making erratic conversation with the poor guy, and trying to explain his plight as a black German stuck out in the city
with a bullet hole in his head.
Right. So I walk in. This is like 3:30, and all of a sudden I'm tired. I'm ready to go up to bed.
Right.
I look. Hey, Mark, it's Angelo. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here?
Hope he's staying over at Ben's house and he threw me out on the street.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
He did throw him out on the street.
Oh,
that's
Ben,
serious.
Man.
Ben flat out said, drunk Ed, you have to leave.
So Ed comes over to my place to stay. I don't have a place.
And I told Ed, I said, Ed, you can't stay here. You cannot stay here. So I ended up loaning him like another, like, what, $200 to go get a hotel room.
At 3 o'clock God. In the morning? 3:30?
Yeah. Well, if my roommate woke up and saw a black guy sleeping on the couch, the place would, with a bullet hole in his head, it would not be a pretty sight.
The gay guy, let me get this straight. The gay guy doesn't like the black German guy
with the bullet,
with
hole,
the
in
bullet
his head.
Hole in his head. And likewise, the black German guy doesn't like the Jews, which the gay guy takes offense to. Is he Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, well, now it makes perfect sense.
He's very Jewish.
Ed's claiming that when Ben kicked him out of his apartment that we were mocking him and laughing at him.
Yeah, well, he told me, he goes, Opie and Ben were laughing at me when they threw me out of the apartment. I had no place to go.
Oh, he threw me out of the street. Mark, you got to help me play them, stay the place.
And he's still drunk out of his mind, slurring his words. So anyhow, I get him to leave. And the doorman is like, who the hell was that guy? He spent the last 3 hours trying to converse with me about his bullet hole in his head and people throwing him out in the street. But Ben, that was probably the coldest thing I've ever heard in a long time. That was pretty cold to put your own friend out in the street. I mean, you could have let him stay, in a corner, for Christ's sake.
I know, you're right. Now, looking back on it, you were right.
Oh, this morning you're like, it was so funny. Ed was staying in your apartment. Hey, Dan.
That's how it went down.
Not nice. And you're laughing too, Opie.
Yeah,
Opie. You were laughing.
I think Opie's part of the problem too. Yeah. Like, you didn't say anything like, did you say anything to Ben like, oh, Ben, you can't do that, man. Look, I'll make other arrangements. No.
Hey, look, man, I was tired.
Screw the guy with the bullet hole in his head. I'm tired. I was tired.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I love to beat up Arabs and niggers, rocks and Jews. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. Everyone knows the Irish are as dumb as they can be. They drive their car to the local bar and they always have to pee. We all know that a toilet is a Mickey's favorite room. So grab me two potatoes and I'll whistle you a tune. Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I like to beat up Arabs and niggers and wops and Jews. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. We all know that a Mickey likes to scrap and fight. They'll take it to the finish, ere they be wrong or right. Me mother was a boxer, me father was a drunk. And what could be worse than the Irish curse, me wee bit little junk. Oh, I love being an Irishman. I drink all day long. I look just like a bulldog with a tiny little schlong. I like to beat up Arabs and niggas and props and Jews. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you. And if you're queer, I'll finish my beer and beat the hell out of you.
Opie.
I'm the sweetheart.
And Anthony.
That's the a-hole over there.
You see, sucking F, tool, jack off, ass F.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, that's funny.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Show me what it's for. Make me
Stockbroker Dave in the studio.
Yeah.
We were supposed to play Win Stockbroker Dave's Money. Dave's telling us he's got to go. He's got to go to the Met game.
Mets Braves.
Mets Braves, of course.
Uh-huh.
It's a...
Now, what's the real reason that you're leaving?
God, it's going to take an hour to get there.
You're such a liar.
All right, hold on.
Long day at work.
You're such a liar.
Let's make sure the monitor.
You weren't off. Happy with the talent.
Why you got to do this?
What? Monitor's nice and loud? It's off? Oh, no.
All right.
God. What is that? It's my great-great-grandmother. is that the one that ate the piece of my sack for the Aerosmith tickets?
I don't know.
So the reason we're not this girl that showed up.
She's a pig.
It's so heinous.
No, she's a beast.
It's so complete. She's
a beast. She's a beast, I tell
you. You know, you show up for money on this program.
This is all we could get to win Stockbroker Dave's money? No, this show is so goddamn pathetic. You know,
if
you're a faithful listener to this show, don't bother anymore. Nothing to see here.
Move on.
We can't even get hot chicks.
Move along.
We can't give away vehicles. We have nothing to give away. We've been promoting this WOW thing. The only reason we promote it so much is because we have nothing else. Let's just admit it. What else do we have, Anthony?
I don't know. No one's showing up. No hot chicks.
No hot chicks. $500 cold hard cash of Stockbroker Dave's money. We can't get a hot chick up here.
Just put something
in
your mouth.
We're pathetic.
I don't get it.
Pathetic. God.
Crack the door open just a hair. I want to hear what's going on out there.
All right,
ready?
Ben's opening the door.
Ripping the tire off a Jeep right now.
She looks like she swallowed a tire off a Jeep.
Dude, what the hell?
Oh, God.
500, but is everyone so well off these days?
Should we talk to her?
You used to be able to get...
Not me.
Want to break the news to her? Where is she from? Well, why is everyone getting uncomfortable?
Get her. Because this stuff is uncomfortable to talk about.
What do you mean?
It's like... Oh, no.
Here, get down on his eyes.
Go into it.
Roll over.
She got down on his
eyes. Roll over.
Yeah, eyes
roll over. Well, I'll break the news to her.
We have $500 and all that shows up is a one parker.
She can't go down with $500 on her.
All right.
Bring her in.
She coming in?
I love this. This is so uncomfortable.
She won't fit through the door.
This is so uncomfortable.
Say it's $5.
And I'll handle this.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to watch this. It's just going to be a mess. Okay. Let me paste a smile on my face.
Yeah.
I'm going to paste a smile on my face like I give a flying
Why is everyone leaving? I'm not doing this.
Hey, Stockbroker Dave, you stay in here.
No, Dave, stay in here.
Stockbroker Dave, can't hear me. Listen to this.
Okay, what?
Watch this.
What?
I'm going to blame it. I'm going to blame it on Stockbroker Dave.
Okay.
What's your name?
Kara.
Hi, Kara. Where are you from?
Hey.
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
You came in to win Stockbroker Dave's money?
No, I work down the street.
Oh, yeah? Then how did you get in here?
But you didn't come in?
How did I get in here?
Did you come in to play Win Stockbroker Dave's money? Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm really upset that I can't play now.
Well,
why not?
To tell you the truth, we were talking it over, and Dave wasn't happy with the talent.
It's all right. He don't know what he's missing. It's okay.
You are a dog.
That's okay. I can tell by the look on his face. He gave it away. You know, as soon as I walked in,
sold you down the river.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Hope he sold you down the river, Dave.
I have to go to a Met game.
He'd rather see the Mets lose. That's what
Met game. It's rained out. Everyone knows that.
It's not rained out. You are dead. You are dead.
Look at her, Dave.
That's okay. That's all right.
Sat out there for an hour.
Hey,
what were you? What
I'm
were
not
you,
the one that's missing out.
What were you willing to do for Stockbroker Dave's money?
Whatever. You said to do some oral on like an inanimate object. Yeah. I have been told that I've been the best.
Really?
Oh, really?
By plenty of people.
You got that piercing on your tongue, huh?
Yeah.
And that works?
Let's find a chrome bumper.
It works.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Dave?
You're dead.
You've been told you're really good?
I've just been thrown under a bus.
Yeah. Dave, look at her. The least you can do is look at her.
If we get it going, we got to be out of here in 2 minutes. What are you giggling over there like a little?
That's, I love when it gets uncomfortable in here.
Oh, boy.
All right. So I guess we're not playing Win Stockbroker Dave's
No.
Money?
That's okay.
Can you give her like a few dollars for making the effort, Dave?
Sure.
Sure.
I don't want pity money, man. I don't want pity money.
Why?
Because that's not what I came down here for. I came down here to do a job
right.
and win the contest, and
right.
that was it.
Right.
You know, and if I can't do that, then I'll just call another day. It's all right. I listen to the show every day. It's no big deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every day.
Cool.
All
thing.
Right. Oh, what would you like her to do for $100?
Leave. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
No big deal. No big deal.
See?
You
thought it was me.
I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter who it is.
I came in.
It doesn't matter who it is. You don't like it. That's all right. That's fine.
I came in. I had to go to the Met game.
Anthony, the limo guy. What's up?
Dave.
Hi, Anthony.
Jump over there right now. Just punch him right in the face.
Anthony. Yeah. Would I be wrong?
No. Be wrong? He does it to me all the time. Just jump over the counter right now. Punch him right in the face. Please, I will throw in $100 into it. Hit him now.
All right.
I want to see a bruise on him tomorrow.
Oh, whatever. Whatever, tough guy.
Anthony,
yeah.
I'm surprised you're not up here.
Like yeah. you care, Anthony.
I don't even want to talk to you. I got issues.
Ah, good. Oh. Thank you, Obi.
All right, let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, and hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's messed up. You know, even the fat chick deserves a chance to get some money.
Man, I'm not a fat chick, dude. I'm not a fat chick. I'm just a big girl with big boobs, you know? I mean...
Well, Dave, saying you had a hard time coming through the door.
Well, yeah, Dave said that you'd have a hard time getting through the door.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, I'm not a fat chick. I'm not a fat chick. I'm a big girl, but I'm not a fat chick. Not a fat chick. Not in that category.
Dave, why are you turning red?
Because Anthony's right. I should come over to this table and crack you.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I think you're low.
Okay, terrific.
Yes.
That's all right. I don't mind. It's
yeah,
okay.
What are you wearing there? A little Winnie the Pooh thing?
Yeah.
Let me see. You're Winnie the Pooh. All right. Let's see the whole
package.
He's
got his mouth wide open waiting for it, you know?
Ah, oh-ho.
Here's some honey.
Yeah,
let's see the whole package.
The rest of the body.
What, my boobs?
Well, no, let's see the whole, just stand
the
up.
Whole, my whole life.
Let's look.
Dave, would you give her money to show some boobs, maybe?
All right.
Oh, I'll give her $100 if she puts her boobs on your head.
No.
$100 a boob.
No. No.
I don't know, they're pretty heavy boobs.
Are they? What size are those?
They're triple Ds.
Triple Ds.
Yeah.
Triple D.
All right.
Okay.
You want to see her boobs? Your friends want to see her boobs. Guys?
Yeah, you can see it on their face.
Boobs are boobs, man.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
All right. Oh, look at this. Stockbroker Dave taking some money out.
Consolation prize for boobs.
For boobs?
Yeah. Wait, what do you give her?
We got to leave. Right. Seriously, we are going to the Met.
What do
you
got for boobs?
We are going to the Met game, seriously.
What do you give her?
Everything.
$100. Yeah, the whole top.
The whole top?
Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt is right.
No doubt.
Winnie the Pooh shirt coming off. Wow, that is a big, big brassiere.
Holy crap.
Wow, look at that. There you go.
All right.
Those are very, very large.
Big boobs.
Yeah, when you hold them up, they look really
good.
Yeah,
don't hold them up. Don't hold them. Let's see them. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are large boobs.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, those are big. You don't have
to
hold them up.
I could hold bottles underneath them and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I'll give you $100 if you could hold a bottle under them.
Really?
Give me a bottle. You got a wide bottle?
Get a bottle.
Where's that Pepsi bottle?
I held the JD bottle underneath it. I don't know.
A bottle of water.
You did? Not my water. Let's go to Mary. Mary on line 9. Mary, what's up?
He's got no balls.
Who?
No balls at all. Dave.
Yeah.
At least Opie can tell the truth. I mean, and then he gets all embarrassed and wants to hit Opie. What's that about?
He turned beet red, man.
He is so ballless. It's disgusting. He doesn't want to go go through with something, at least have the decency to back out politely. Not make up some lame excuse
Eat
about
me, Mary.
A message.
Thank you,
Eat
Mary.
Me.
Thank you, Mary. I agree with you.
That's why, you just be honest with women. You'll get a lot further that
you
way.
Are such a
and tell Dave, man, it don't matter how much money he has, when you have no
Hang
rules,
the phone up, you skank.
All right, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Can you put your bra back on?
Sure.
Okay, good.
How about if I just put my shirt back on?
Shirt, yeah.
It's a pain to like...
Anything else, Dave?
Right. That's it, kids. We're going to the Met game. It's been fun. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Some of the listeners chiming in worse than Opie.
So should I take this now?
Yeah, yes, take the 100.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome.
That's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
This guy's saying, no, she's not a fat chick. She's a fat chick who's in denial.
Oh.
It's our listeners. You
not
know how
a
that
fat
is.
Chick.
Two words, stacker two.
Why, you're on the spaz cam? Is she on the spaz cam?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That girl isn't fat, and OJ isn't the killer.
The listeners are mean, man.
Ask her to see the gold medal for the woman's clean and jerk.
But these are real. They're not fake. They're
I understand.
Real.
Yes.
100% all mine, natural.
James?
Yeah.
What's up, James?
Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
I hate you.
What did I do?
I met you at the Super Bowl party. You were cool. Now I hate you.
What happened?
You're biting a tire off a Jeep? You just made me spit a mouthful of Yoo-hoo all over the windshield.
Remember that.
Ponderous.
All
right, guys.
Ponderous.
Hey, see, those are a set of Major League Yabos.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right.
I like that.
Well, once you guys get to the Met game and...
And I'll go.
And you'll,
Yeah.
Why is Dave coming over here? Hey, hold on. There's someone on the hotline that wants to talk to you.
All right.
Otto and George. You know who Otto and George are?
I hope not.
Otto and his friend, the dirty puppet, George?
No.
You don't know who Otto and George
Otto,
are?
They're very funny.
Hello, fat chick.
Hey, it's
Burger
George.
King called. They want to know what time you're getting off the air. The kid's got to go to college. Hello?
Yes, George.
Hello? Hey. Fat stinky whore? Help, please.
God.
Slow day for you guys. Jesus. All right.
You hit it on
I'll
the
be
head.
Up there with a bag of shredded lettuce.
Wish you were here, Otto.
Oh, really? Is that Norris?
Yeah.
Hey, Norris, how you doing?
What's that? Hey, what'd you do to your buddy's arm there, George? Would you beat Otto up?
Guys, I threw my elbow out in Lancaster, and it's my puppet arm, so it's like, I don't know, I'm turning into Evel Knievel. It's horrible. It's great, man. Every time I give a poof, he gets a shooting pain in his arm. It's delicious fun. What delicious torture. Yeah, every 10 minutes or so, I'm going to kick Norris in the skin graft, too. That's a fun joke, just so he don't have a good night either.
Yeah, we're going to look like
man.
Kids.
All right, so wait, you... The right arm works the puppet. Now you're going to have to work the puppet with the left arm?
Well, Sunday night I worked my left arm, but I'm able to do it with the right arm now with some pain, but I wasn't able to, you know, work all the eyebrows and all that stuff, so I have to do it with the right hand. So, it's okay. It was just a popped-out elbow.
Yeah.
Fell on a greasy staircase in Lancaster. It's really stupid.
Otto, how wasted were you?
That night, a little bit. You know, people are holding up signs now. Get him a chair with wheels on it and get him some tequila. Yeah, it's really painful, my life being an open book like this. Thank you, guys.
Hey,
public humiliation.
Hey, anything else to say to the lovely lady in the studio?
Do a sit-up.
Huh?
Do a sit-up.
Do a sit-up.
Do a sit-up. How fat is she?
How much you weigh there?
I'm not 225.
225, and you're saying you're not fat?
Really? How many zeros did you put on the McDonald's sign by yourself?
Oh my.
No zeros. That's not nice. Cheers. Smells like hot garbage and French's mustard. She's sweating big sticks of butter and fluff a nutter.
Oh,
fat whore.
I'm so not fat. I'm so not fat, man.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I'm really not.
225.
That ain't too bad.
You got me by 5.
But I'm also,
but I'm
also 5'11". I'm also taller
than
you.
She's got me by 45 pounds. At least.
Wow.
Maybe 50.
And
you gotta remember them. My knockers weigh at least 10 apiece. Right. At least 10 apiece.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
She could do the pencil test with a typewriter. I'll do the jokes.
You gotta dump him on the telephone. That's
oh, no, don't curse in the phone. Yeah, don't, get cut off.
Yeah, don't curse. Listen, we're gonna let you go, dude.
I'm gonna go brush my pubic hairs and get ready.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Stinky. Bye.
Come see us soon, all right? All right, there he goes. Otto and George. We gotta take a break. Thanks for stopping by and winning Stockbroker Dave's money.
Thank you for letting me win it.
All right.
We're still on break.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and about. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Pull your pants down.
Can I see your taint whipped cream lesbian? Can we see your butt?
Let me tell you about my balloon nut.
The OPM Anthony Show. Radio's own Slaggy.
N-E-W.
O.P. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Anthony, the Razor Rollerboard Scooter from the Sharper Image. These damn things are all over Manhattan. It's the hottest new product this summer. You've probably have seen them by now.
I defy anybody to say they have not seen one of these Razor Rollerboard Scooters. They are very popular with kids, teens, college students, even people commuting on these things, Opie. You gotta love them. They're lightweight, easy to maneuver, foldable for compact storage, state-of-the-art gleaming stainless steel and aluminum inline scooter. They're pretty cool, and I know these guys that had these little hop-up kits for them, so you could hop it up so it'll go fast enough to really get dangerous. Sleek looking.
Souping it up.
And just a piecer to ride. The Razor Rollerboard Scooter, available from Sharper Image.
Get the hell out of here with that thing now! Christ!
Visit one of their stores or go online. Sharperimage.com.
Wait, try to catch this little bastard. I'm going to kick him right
in. He's bringing back a memory. If you live on Long Island, man, every neighborhood had the kid.
Dad, right?
Had the kid with the stupid moped or the motor or the mini
raking.
Bike.
Yeah, with Dad raking, he's like, me, me, me. Ah, slow down! God damn it.
All day.
Long Island memories, man. Too.
He was also the guy that would stop like in the middle while you're playing a stickball game.
Yeah.
And he'd stop, and he'd get off the bike, and you go, oh no, it's the moped guy, get off this bike. Give me the bat, faggot. You have a cigarette dangling from his mouth. Pitch the ball, faggot, pitch it.
Take a swing.
And he would look horrible swinging. Pitch it good, boy. Kick your ass. This game is for fairies.
They would take off.
He'd always have a dribble of snot in his nose, but he couldn't say nothing because he was too tough.
Because he'd beat you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Another Long Island memory. Thank you, Jim.
Two brothers in jail.
The Razor Rollerboard Scooter from the Sharper Image. Give them a call, 1-800-344-4444, or go online. Sharperimage.com. The Razor Rollerboard Scooter from Sharper Image.
If you want to drive your dogs a complete insanity, go to Razor.
Knock it off! Get inside! Get inside! If you come down here with that goddamn scooter one more time, I'm calling the cops! My Get inside! Get inside! God damn it! He's gonna get my gun out! God damn it, he's gonna give him a goddamn heart attack! Call the cops, Henry! Call the gun! I'm calling the cops, you son of a bitch! Alright, calm down, Chester, calm down.
Stop! I beat. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Sit! Stop it!
The choke collar. They gotta buy the choke chain. I can't even do it.
Jesus Christ, knock it off, he's gonna die. Call the goddamn police now. He doesn't even live here. I want him arrested. This is ridiculous. He doesn't even have a license.
Anthony's left the studio. Come back.
Oh my God.
You're killing me. You are effing killing me. Mike, what's going on?
Oh my God. I can't believe this. I gotta run to the bathroom. This guy's amazing.
Brewer's hilarious. He's hilarious.
You're the man, Brewer. God bless. God bless all of you.
All right, Mike. I can't friggin' breathe, okay? Brewer's spitting up. Oh my God. You gotta do that on stage. Yeah, that's great. The visual's even better, man.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! The goddamn... What the hell is going on? The goddamn animal from across the way, his mother don't give two craps because she's never around. He's got that brand new scooter for Christ's sake. Oh, Jesus. Knock it off! Knock it off!
Our dog's name was Mookie.
Mookie! Mookie!
You are a Met fan.
Knock it off! Mookie! Knock it off!
God damn. That is classic.
That and the same time with you get the same results from fireworks. Remember fireworks?
Hey! Hey! I'm calling the cops, goddammit, on each and every one of you. My dog has been under the goddamn bed for 3 hours now, and if you give him a heart attack... Watch the roof, you son of a bitch! If my roof goes on fire, do you understand me?
That's Long Island, though, man. That's Long Island. In all those neighborhoods, they'd have their own fireworks display right in the middle of the street.
And the poor one dog.
The screaming old lady, though. Everyone had them.
One family left that one dog alone.
You are killing me with the dog, with the choke collar. That's all it sounds like. Chris, what's going on?
Have some water.
Dude, you've got to get him out of there. I'm standing in the middle of the street laughing my effing figs off. I'm going to get creamed by a minivan.
Well, he's puking right now from playing the dog. So.
Dude, you guys suck good.
All right, Chris.
Oh, man, I can't even breathe.
What are we in the middle of? Oh, the Sharper Image, Anthony. The Razor Rollerboard Scooter.
I totally forgot.
You can win by visiting any New York area Sharper Image store and filling out an entry blank. Each store will give away 5 razors on Sunday. No purchase necessary. Winner need not be present. It's the Razor Rollerboard Scooter from the Sharper Image.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Alzheimer's Association, may I help you?
Hello? I had this number in my wallet. I don't know where I am.
You don't know where you are?
I had this number in my wallet.
You're lost?
I don't know. I'm at a phone booth.
Give me the phone number.
It's not on here. It's
not, there's no phone number on the phone?
Let me look. What phone?
You're calling from a phone. Is there a phone number there?
Yes, there is.
Could I have the phone number?
I believe it's the 8.
Hold on the phone. Can you hold on? Don't hang up.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Who's this?
This is Estelle. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Don't hang the phone up.
Hang up?
No, do not hang up. Hold on, please. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on the phone with someone else. Hold on.
Hang up what?
No.
It's cold.
You're cold?
I'm colder, yes.
I know.
Cold like Brazil.
Wet. Do you know?
I believe I need a change.
Stay on the phone.
I'm wet.
You're all wet?
Yeah, I'm wet.
Okay. Well, you just stay on the phone.
I need a change and my nurse isn't here.
And do you know
I'm going to walk across.
Can you tell me the number?
I'm going to walk across the street now.
Don't
the phone. Who's this now?
My name is Judy. What's yours?
I call my name's Bill.
Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Sam.
It sounds a little lost.
Gonna walk across the street now.
You know what? I'd rather you didn't walk across the street because if you walk across the street, I can't talk to you.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you still there?
Who is this, please?
This is Judy. Is this Bill?
Where's Sam?
Sam just went out to get some coffee.
I hate coffee. Sam knows I hate coffee.
Well, maybe he went to get you a Coke, then. He said he was going out to get a drink.
There's cars now. A lot of cars. I'm gonna cross the street now.
You know what? If there are a lot of cars, you shouldn't be crossing the street.
All right, here I go.
I know. Can't talk to you.
I think my home is across the street. Here I go.
Are you talking on the phone, Bill?
Hello?
Hello?
Should have called the police while we had him.
Wasn't doing any good. He's still here.
He's
call
good.
The police.
He probably will piss off.
He did not hang up.
He put the phone down and walked.
He dropped
the phone.
He did not hang up.
Oh, my God. Someone call an ambulance.
I told you.
This is horrible. My God, he looks awful. Jesus.
Who is this? Who am I speaking to, please?
Somebody call an ambulance. Help over here. I got hit.
All right, we're calling an ambulance. Can you give me the address?
He's a mess. The man got hit. Someone call an ambulance. Don't touch him. Leave him down there.
Hello, can you tell me where you are?
It's too late. It's too late. This man speared all over the road.
Can you tell me where you are?
It's too late unless you got a shovel.
All right, we'll get a shovel. Where are you?
It's too late.
It isn't too late.
It's too late. What do you mean it's not too late? His head is over there and his arms are over.
Can't help you if you won't tell us where you are.
You can't help anymore. Just bring a shovel.
Can you tell me where you are right now?
Disneyland.
In Disneyland? Can you tell me where in Disneyland?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. I'm okay now.
You're okay? You got all pulled yourself together again?
A car hit me and I feel fine now.
Oh, I'm so glad you feel fine, Bill. You had me really worried.
That's all Bill needed was a little bumper.
Can you tell me where you are, Bill?
Jupiter.
On Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Is there a street number or a name on planet Jupiter?
23 Jupiter?
23 Jupiter.
23.
Okay, do you live there?
Send a cab.
I would happily send a cab if you tell me where to send it.
You tell them to make a right at Venus.
Right at Venus.
And it's Jupiter, 28 Jupiter.
28?
That's what I said.
Okay. And what are you doing there now?
Mesh.
Oh, I see.